You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Go to the YouTube channel YKWD. Right now we are live. Paul Verzi, Ian Finance, Gabby, Mike, and Zach. Right now, it is Hey, Voss just showed the fuck up.
Hey.
Nice.
Hey,
what's going on?
Richie Voss.
I could hear your stupid voice all the way down the hallway.
That's a good thing. That means my voice is a powerful voice.
It means it's you know how to project. It's good.
I wish you knew how to project funny. You came in, and I was in the middle of a fucking rant, like an opening.
Oh, you were? You just started?
If you put the headphones on once in your life, you'd be able to
know
that.
I can hear you right now.
No, you can't hear the music was playing and stuff going on.
I'm not into music.
Oh, God. Anyways.
How many steps did you do today?
What?
I count my steps.
Well, I didn't count my steps. I almost died. First of all, I want to thank Laughable.com. Laughable, Michael. Fucking cocksucker. No, that's your job. That's Gabby's job and your job. But when you're doing that job, then let her do that job. That's my job.
Is that new?
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
No, it's been there for fucking 3 years. Are you kidding me? You haven't seen a giant spray can painting of me?
I didn't notice it.
Oh, man, I'm getting scared, Vossy.
So is Bonnie.
We were scared for Bonnie. Laughable.com, the only podcasting app you'll ever need. Go to your app store and get it. It's free. It is, if you love podcasting, Laughable.com. I'm telling you, I have it. I use it. It introduced me to so many new podcasts, so many new people. It's a spiral out of Dude. Not do that. This isn't your fucking podcast. Where you trash your sponsors.
I was exhaling.
No, that's why. I don't get us sponsors. I can't. Because when you get them, you go, fucking this company stinks.
No, I love our companies. I love them.
Shut up while my companies are on.
I was just exhaling.
Well, exhale fucking away from the microphone.
Sorry. I'm trying to breathe with all that fucking cologne he's got on. Jesus. You smell that? My God,
only
dude.
Gay guys
you're Bobby
can
down
smell
the hall.
That.
I can smell you down the street. Jesus.
I don't have that. I put one spray on.
One spray too many,
maybe
pal.
It's cause
zip it. Zip it.
Maybe it's because of that big Hebrew nose of yours.
Jesus. All right, stop.
Well, before sucking up all the air.
Writes a blog. That's Jew on Jew crime. Okay? That's one nose attacking the other nose. Comedy Cellar Vegas is open right now. Me and Voss are going to be there at the end of August.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's Comedy Cellar Vegas at the Rio. This week, it's Phil Hanley, Maria Franklin, Eddie Ift, Ricky Velez. The shows are the Comedy Cellar shows here. They're just putting them in Vegas. It's the funniest comedy club in town. You will not be disappointed. It's the nicest comedy club in town. It's not some fake ballroom where they hung up a couple paintings of comics that never fucking, like Carlin stopped by the... Are you fucking crazy?
In Baltimore, they
have Pryor's on your wall. Go fuck yourselves.
In Baltimore, they have a big thing of Carlin and Pryor. Even though I like the club and I like the owner.
Anyways, it's the fucking...
Tell them about Westbury.
This is unbelievable. We're getting that. Will you shut up?
I'm sorry.
Can you let me fucking plug?
Sorry.
You know, if I stepped on your plugs...
You'd squish them.
I got love. Okay, Voss. I love him. So it's ComedyCellarVegas.com. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Hit the Vegas button. Check it out. If you're going to Vegas, if you plan on going to Vegas, or you're in Vegas right now, go to it at the Rio. It's the club to go to. Patreon.com. The new show, Live from the Shed with Ronnie B's up right now for my members. That's Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. So far, we have Ronnie B. We have Matt Sarah, UFC welterweight former champion, and we have Colin Quinn. Next, we got... Ross Meyerson is one of the top casting directors in New York, came to my shed, sat down, and we have Keith Robinson coming up too. We have this show, it only goes... I'm gonna throw hot tea in your face. Gabby, go get me hot tea. No bag. I just want tea.
The bag's sitting right here.
I called you a bag.
It's just fucking open.
Shut up!
He had to bring two people to get on this podcast.
I got him sitting right there.
You know, guys, you stink listen. In every aspect of life.
Just fucking go to Patreon. All right, we got. Let's just go do the show. We got Rich Voss.
Oh, God, do you stink? Fucking tight pants, trying to fucking moor somebody down at the fucking Christopher Street.
He looks like you if you embraced your Jewness.
He looks like me. Yeah.
You know he's Italian, right?
I don't care what he is.
He's Italian.
I know he's Italian.
But you call him a Heeb.
Well, what the
fuck? I got a little bit of Ashkenazi in me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
last night he did.
Yeah, last night he did.
Just a tip.
In a couple hours, I will too.
You can't smell my cologne. Come here.
Yes, you can, God. Dude. You were.
This is the worst thing about Voss. He comes in heavy. Fuck you, fuck. And then he shows his weakness. You can't smell my cologne, can you? Who gives a shit?
My nose does.
My nose Anyways, does. Ian. Oh, God. Don't do it. No, you fucking do it. Mersey.
I won't.
We got Ian Finance is finally back on the show. My sweetie, Petiti. How you doing, buddy?
Good, baby. How are you?
I'm blowing up.
Yeah. He's blowing.
That's right. He's doing
nothing. Nothing? All right.
Thank you, bro.
I hear good things.
What do you hear about him?
Nothing.
Come on, you must have heard something.
No, I just see his name here and there. You know, he's doing a lot of podcasts. He did Anthony.
Well, he's a staple on Nikki Glaser's show.
Oh yeah, I'm on now every week.
Every week he's
on the radio.
Yeah, on the radio.
Wow,
show.
Too bad you don't have anything to plug. You know what I mean? Like a gig.
I'm gonna be at Vermont Comedy Club this weekend.
How did you get that? Are you headlining? Guy.
No, I'm opening for Nikki.
Well, that's fine.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's yeah. I don't know why that's better. Sure.
No, it's not bad at all. I love it. It's
It's a great club, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
You say Vermont Comedy?
Vermont Comedy Club, yeah.
Great club, right in the fucking hotel.
Yeah.
And go downtown.
It's not in the hotel.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I do a ton of gigs.
You don't get the hotel. I get the hotel.
Then I was in the hotel.
The hotel is connected to the comedy club.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's in the back. The club's in the back.
I can't go through my friend dying in front of me. He's literally getting old in front of us. I can't do it. He goes, have you always had that painting?
I think I remember
painting?
It now.
Is that toast?
Is that how it is? Really? Let me tell you something. Let me explain something.
Is it because you're having a stroke?
Let me explain
really?
Explain. You're right. It's in the back of the hotel. You got to still go outside the hotel to walk to the club.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
It's connected. It's in the same building.
That's what I said.
But it's not a hotel comedy club. It's a club separate from the hotel.
Can you lean in that way so he doesn't have to fix the cameras? Stop fucking sitting
this
like
way?
A tired old man.
Maybe I am tired.
I've been shooting arrows all day.
40 minutes on the treadmill today.
Really? I hiked 4 hours out of fucking the Catskill Mountains this morning.
Whoa.
4 hours in.
That's great.
Listen.
That's a lot, man, with a backpack.
60 pounds.
That's crazy. Why did you have a 60-pound backpack?
I had to carry Joe. No. All right, it wasn't the best joke.
It wasn't bad.
It's already here. That's why it always starts here. I start out slow. And, of course, we have we're going to talk about this fucking trip I just did. Paul Verzi, who's very familiar with this trip that I just did.
Yeah.
Because we did a podcast about it.
Any snakes?
Buddy, let me tell you something. Okay.
Australian.
No, he said snakes. He said there was fucking a hundred, an area where there was hundreds of rattlesnakes to walk through. That's
we're
going to
get into this.
Wait a second. In the Catskill, there's no fucking rattlesnakes.
That's what I thought.
They're not. They're in hot. Okay. They're in Arizona, Texas, Vegas. There's no rattlesnakes.
This is why you're stupid. Because you just say shit.
I know.
And you've done no, like, you've done no research.
Are you crazy?
I'm not crazy. You're saying there's no snakes?
Not rattlesnakes. There's snakes, but there's not rattlesnakes.
You're the second dumbest person I've ever met.
So next to you, I'm look up rattlesnakes in the Catskills.
Stop. Do not.
I was doing it before you told me.
Thank you. But do not listen to him ever. Don't ever look up anything he tells you to look. Now, what I want you to do is look up rattlesnakes in Catskill Mountains.
You think there are?
Shut up, Voss. You're coming in too hot. This is what you
do. I'm not being hot. I'm just being me.
You're coming in too hot.
Well, I can't say
Verzi.
What?
First of all, I want to just plug real quick. Voss, let me get our fucking plug in.
Oh, get that out. Yeah.
Me and Voss, June 1st, which is a Friday, the WBAB Roger and JP's Comedy Riot. They did it 6 years ago. It was this big, huge thing they did. They stopped doing it. They're bringing it back, and me and Voss are the ones they're bringing it back with. It's at Westbury, the theater at Westbury in Long Island, June 1st. Get your tickets now. I think there's around 1,000.
That's a crazy room. That's in the round.
There's 1,000 tickets already sold.
Oh, wow.
So get your fucking tickets, because it's going to be half sold out.
It's going to be great. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Did they pick your... The winner of that contest?
I don't know who the winner is. I don't know if they picked a winner yet.
No, so you can be the opener for the show. You send in a tape to these guys. It's on their website, and they're going to pick the winner of the show, who's probably going to be attacked by Rich.
No, I always take care of the new guys.
Oh, shut up.
I'm always nice to the new guys.
You always temple when they get
the
first your call.
Didn't I talk you off the ledge after Gabby beat you down brutally at Roast Battle, where you are still... You shouldn't be showing your face in New York. But after our long talk, now you came back, right? After that,
it was a terrible
pounding.
It was bad.
Oh, this guy was just saying, yeah, you got blonde hair, whore. Like, what?
Jesus Christ. What?
Yeah, your dad's in Bon Jovi, fucking rich bitch cock.
What? Then you'd
what
hear
the fuck
stuff.
Was that? If I had money, I'd fucking be somebody. What, Mike? What? Relax.
If you could put a face on his roast, it would be his. Okay? It would be Ian's. That's how bad it was.
A good visual joke on the podcast.
Abby, you got him, huh?
It wasn't that gay. It was just bad.
Mike, it was fucking, oh my God. I played
it. Was it a handsome battle?
I actually listened to it. Me and my wife listened to it and just laughed one night.
Oh God.
No, I'm kidding.
It was so rough. It was so rough.
How
I almost
evil
quit
is that?
Comedy.
I won't do roast battle same again. Here. I won't judge it because it was so.
I got to go tonight.
My heart hurt after that one.
Oh, you know what? But the thing is, you held your nah. You didn't,
The only thing he held was the microphone, and I wish he didn't do that.
But I'll tell you what. He fell down.
It was just a good joke.
He's literally laughing at you.
We all are.
He fell down. He bounced back up, and he's back out. And next time,
he's not
crying. Are you crying?
No, he's laughing at me. They weren't laughing then, so it feels better here.
Why are you crying? Why do you got tears? Your eyes are watering.
Those are his eyes.
Yeah, always look at that.
He has watery eyes, like he just ate hot sauce all the time.
Renee Zellweger eyes. Ugh. I'll take it. Thank you.
Hers are squinty. Aren't hers squinty?
She always looks like she's crying.
All right. So, anyways, we talked about it. Ari Shaffir, Joe List. Now, all right. First of all, don't bring this up because what you do, I'm talking. You bring that up. Everybody looks at that, and then we're going to talk about rattlesnakes. Okay. So bring it up when I ask for it. We decided I want to go camping. Ari was like, we should go camping. We called Joe. We're like, you want to do this? But we wanted to do not you go to a campsite. We wanted to do, it's called primitive camping. Mm-hmm. You hike up into the mountains, and there's these spots. And it has a little fucking tent thing with a pee in it. And it's just a little spot. You can set up a camp. Like, you can go get the wood, you know, make a little fire, put your tents around. And
like a campground.
But there's nobody around. So we went to this overlook pass. It's 2 miles straight the fuck up.
Do you got to put your food in a trash bag and tie it over?
It's called a bear bag.
Bears,
we had to hang a bear bag.
Oh, that's the best.
So we go 2 miles up the.
Even,
I almost
even, hold on. Even canned food, you got to do that. Can
everything.
You smell through canned food.
Everything. Yeah. The smell is. You have to put your toothpaste in it.
Mm-hmm. I don't use toothpaste. I got
we know. He uses fucking Nicorette gum to wash his teeth.
Colgate.
I bought all the shit. Everybody bought the stuff. You know, you saw all the stuff I bought.
Ridiculous.
I had two of everything. I got a.
He had handmade like fucking knives. He had
bushcraft knives.
Yeah, but multiple
custom.
Multiple custom knives.
I have knife makers making me knives for bushcrafting. I've never been, and I have to talk to them like I've been because I've researched it. So I'm like, yeah, you know, we might be doing a little.
throwing in words.
There's a bunch of these fucking things you have to like batoning. I might do a little batoning. Is the tang going to be enough?
No.
I went to his. I was at his house 2 days before, or whatever, in the shed.
Mm-hmm.
He packed enough for days,
buddy.
Rich.
You're supposed
weeks.
To. Good and, for him. And you got to be prepared.
And he was out there for fucking what? But 12 it, hours.
But
and they had breakfast. They had a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese, and then they fucking went out.
So you go fishing.
Well, here's the thing.
Get a bacon, egg, and cheese in the morning.
Well, here's the thing.
I would get the Grand Slam at fucking Denny's and then go walk 2 miles? The fuck?
First of all, Verzi, I'm telling
you. I would have caught my own food.
With your
Set
teeth.
Up traps.
Listen.
Went fishing, like bought sardines.
So we go up to this hike, and you hike 2 miles, and it's literally vertical. So I got 60 pounds on my back. You got Joe Listenari.
Shit you don't need.
Well, you need it. You need tent and all the stuff. All the stuff. So we all got our stuff and we're going up there. I mean, 10 minutes in, I'm like, I'm regretting this. It's vertical.
In the car, you mean?
No, in the fucking hike. Oh. Hey, put your headphones on.
I got you.
I love how you say
it. He doesn't fucking listen, Verzi.
In the car.
I love how he says it's vertical, like it's a surprise. Like you guys are going to go somewhere and fucking jog downhill.
I'll tell you this.
You're hiking.
Hang on. Okay, you're right.
You still have to go uphill to get home.
Listen, here's the deal, Verzi. Most hikes.
Uphill to get home.
If it started off downhill, that's all I'm saying.
Listen to me.
A hiker in motion.
I love Rich's little logic.
A hiker
logic,
in
just
motion
saying.
Tends to stay in motion.
I can't stand him. You're annoying.
That's
me
Newton's
today.
Law of physics.
I'm going to Newton your physics right with my fist in your face. Here's it. But no, I really want to punch him. That wasn't a joke. I want to fucking give him a knuckle sandwich. Homemade.
Why did you cook that on the campfire?
Look at his
a couple knuckle sandwiches. I don't like him on both my ears. It hurts my ears.
So, anyways, listen. The reason why I say vertical, most hikes kind of go like this, mm-hmm. and it's not, you don't feel the vertical, you don't feel it.
The
this
incline,
was
right.
just straight. I mean, it's a road up to an old hotel that was built in the 1800s that's ruins now. It's just the framework of these hotels at the top.
Where is this?
But how did people get to them in the beginning?
Let me finish.
Okay.
God, you're a fucking ass.
I'm just asking questions
for
your
story.
Horse and
buggy. Horse and buggy.
Up the mountain?
You can rent them.
Up the mountain?
Would kill the horse. Holy.
No, I thought that was falling. My fucking depth perception is off. No, seriously. Back in the day, you'd have to go down to the bottom of the hill. You would jump in a horse and buggy, and they would take you up to this beautiful, ornate, insane overlook hotel for rich people. It was crazy. And now it's all gone. It burnt down a couple times. They rebuilt it, and I think it was the 50s or something. Or maybe earlier than that, in the early 1900s, it was fucking done. But now it's all ruined. So now mind you, there's a lot of people hiking up this trail to the ruins. It's almost like Runyon Canyon for the Catskills, okay? If you know that from Los Angeles. Boss, I will fucking kick you out of my studio. So I'm literally stopping every fucking 10 minutes. I'm like sitting on a rock, taking my bag off. I'm dying.
You must have been
75 degrees. It felt like I was on the sun.
Sweating like
chubby girls are walking by me going, "Are you okay?" Dude.
Was Ari walking around fine, naked?
Oh, yeah. Joe List, He walked up that mountain like we were fucking on a subway platform. He was just 20,000 feet ahead of us, and then would come back. And then come back down. Hey, guys, we got a little stuff up here. What, you? I would never go back to go back
right,
up.
Right.
Every inch was a fucking, an award to me. Every foot, I was like, I went 2 more feet.
So it was 2 miles total?
2 miles up to the top. Right. Now, when you get to the top, there's a stretch everything I read about it, every video I watched of this hike on YouTube, there's rattlesnakes. Timber rattlesnakes, hundreds of them. There was so many that I saw one video where this couple was like, look, we're just going to go home. Their video of the hike, they were like, we're just going home. Because they ran
it. When you told me that, that's when I was like, I'm not.
So watch this.
No.
Fuck that,
Michael,
dude.
Talk to us.
Timber rattlesnake morphs. Timber rattlesnakes have a number of morphs. Biologists define timber rattlesnakes into 2 morphs, light and dark morphs. Basically, these are things that are on the Catskill Mountains right here. The Catskill Mountains.
Oh, the timber rattlesnake. Yeah.
Oh, the morph.
You motherfucker.
The timber. You didn't say the timber rattlesnake.
I'm going to. First of all, yeah, the timber rattlesnake is like an 8 foot, 6 foot to 8 foot rattlesnake.
Yeah, fuck
that's
that.
That's that thick.
Fuck that.
Okay? And there's hundreds of them up there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would.
Fuck that.
Show the video.
So we're walking up. Yeah. I don't want to get the video. We're walking up to this place. So I did all the research on it. I understand. Don't go near them. If you're, you know, if you get bit, what to do? Blah blah blah. Right. So we hike all the way to the ruins. We get up to the top. I break it up an Italian sub. I go out at the deli down at the bottom.
No.
Yeah, fucking out of your mind.
Roughing it.
Best Italian sub I've ever had.
Cutting up gabagool with the fucking sharp provolone.
Salt and pepper oats chips. Oats, whatever they're called. Oats. Oats. Best chip of the fucking world. The oats. Salt and pepper. Dude, I fucking... So anyways, we get up top there. We do our thing. Now we have to head down to the fucking lake. It's called Echo Lake. Now, this is a trail. This is like, it's an old riverbed. You have to walk down all the way 2 more miles to this lake. So that's another, you know, whatever, hour and a half, hour 45 minutes. So it's 2 hours up, almost 2 hours down. We get to the bottom of this lake. We're in the middle of fucking nowhere. There's nobody there. It's just us. There was 2 gay guys in a hut. But then us... There was 2 guys in the hut. I don't know if they're gay, but I would assume. 3 guys. It's guys having fun. 2 guys just go down the woods alone.
They're
4 miles. We're sucking. We're sucking each other. As soon as that.
Wait a minute. You asked me to go. Just me and you.
Oh, fuck it. Well, we're gonna blow each other.
Can I go?
No. We don't. 3 guys. You don't suck dick. 2. You fucking. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
That means nobody's gonna rat. This street is always that fucking rat. We're always wondering, did he tell? No. So you want to add Ian, then we can fuck again. Now we're back in. But if there's 4, we fuck.
I'd rather hop on the train to Auschwitz than go camping with you.
I'm sorry, where were you want to go?
I mean, you know what I said.
No, I didn't. I want to hear it again.
What, to go sightseeing? No one's dying there anymore. What are you talking about?
Aren't those little denim overalls that kids wear? Auschwitz?
Auschwitz, bagosh.
Wait, tell me, before what? You go on, if you get bit by a rattlesnake up there, what do you do?
Your gay friend's going to suck it out.
That doesn't do anything.
No, you
out.
Have to.
I'm going
to
bite on my dick, Rich.
You have to. Yeah. You're kind of fucked. You have to get back down the hill, but you
that's
can't.
That's what I asked
but
you.
But you can't
rush.
You can't do any exercise. You can't get. You might have to send somebody down, and then they'll send a ranger up. You can call somebody. Call a ranger.
Do you have cell service?
See, but that's why those packages that you bought, that book bag that you bought that has all the shit.
What do you mean?
You know the
first aid kit.
No, what's the backpack that you got that's got a fire start? It's got all that. What is it called?
That's his thing. That's what he's got.
What do you mean? What's it called?
Survival backpack?
The one that we went through and did that podcast.
Oh, you mean my go bag?
Your go bag.
Yeah, but that's a go bag for an apocalypse for zombies.
Yeah.
That's not a
rattlesnake
one.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that. Yeah.
But wait.
Okay, what Rich is saying is a survival kit. How come there's none anti-venom?
Like antidote.
How come there's no anti-venom?
Because it costs $25,000 for a rattlesnake. Yes, it does.
Antidote,
If you don't have health insurance, it's $25,000 for rattlesnake
anti-venom.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. Can I stop? This is my podcast, so I just have to say this. Yeah. I don't know if that's true. And I'm not saying that's true. That's him.
Look
right
it
over
up.
There.
Look up the price of rattlesnake.
Yes, go ahead.
Look up rattlesnake anti-venom.
See the price.
He knows what you said. Don't, he's not the idiot. Mm-hmm. You're saying $25,000 for any of it. Here's what you do though. You have to wrap
auction.
You have to wrap the you have to wrap the leg lightly.
It's $200.
Versus
that's rattlesnake. That's not the serum. Look at $14,000 right there.
Yeah, it's $25,000 right there. Look at that.
Anti venom. $296. But wait a minute, you can get it on
poisonous snake bite kit, $25.
Yeah, you go to Ben's Meadow and you get it $25. That's a snake kit. Yeah. No, that all that is it sucks the poison out.
Rich can't read decimals.
It's right here.
What does that say right there? 14,000.
What does it say? Read it.
According to Boyer's model, a single vial of antivenom that would cost more than $14,000 in the United States would cost $100 to $200 in Mexico.
Would you take that chance? Would you, if you got bit by a rattlesnake and someone said, okay, we'll give you the anti-venom at the hospital in America, or you could take it for $200 from Mexico.
From my guy who mows my lawn.
Okay,
I had the anti-venom.
He's in my truck.
He's in my truck.
That's a thing people do. People go on little vacations and just get medicine.
Anti-venom. Hang on 1 second, guys.
There's a Mexican in the room. Yeah. I forgot
who.
Yeah,
you can get
what
I just bought from a doctor. In Florida, I went to this doctor
just in case antivenom.
He said, "He goes, look, I sell bootleg Viagra on the side, right? So 10 pills for $70, and I would never take them." And I went to my doctor this week. He said, "Look, you could take the chance."
Well, that's medicine, though.
Viagra,
bootleg Viagra.
So you won't fuck your wife.
Yes, bootleg Viagras. You can get them online, but I.
No, this is something where you go to an actual doctor in Mexico, and he just you get a prescription. And he gives
for
you,
what?
For almost anything, really.
Can I say something? No, in Mexico and in other countries, the laws, like even Aruba, you can go in and just get shit from that you can't get here in the pharmacy because they're not as strict as we are here.
Well, but, there's no FDA.
It's more that it's the price. It's the big deal. It's like an asthma inhaler here is like $75. There, it's like, it's 12 like it should be. So
yeah, because they can't. You're not going to charge a bunch of poor Mexicans $75.
Well, just charge poor Americans.
Because that's like 9 million pesos. Well,
it's got more to do with their
government. Also, too, we send that to them.
The manufacturers do, yeah.
Yes. Our manufacturers send it to
Anyhow, I should have took this poisonous snake kit with me, the last one.
Yeah.
I should have took that because if you can get them. And 25% of the bites from rattlesnakes are dry bites.
What?
There's nothing in. There's no venom. It's a dry bite. So the chances are you fucking kicking a rattlesnake and getting bit. You know, if you're not an idiot.
They're pretty low.
Pretty low. And if you get bit, you'll survive. You might get a little damage.
Did you see any?
To your skin. We didn't see one fucking snake.
It fucks your leg. Go ask him to go to rattlesnake bites. Rattlesnake bites.
Can you wait a minute? Stop.
What they look like.
Wait a second. Can you go to rattlesnake bites, what they look like after?
I used to think their rattle.
Exactly that.
I used to think their rattle was something. Rattle was poisonous, though. Like, I used to think that was...
Oh, that's where they kept their poison?
That's just like their little, like, fucking...
That's their warning.
Here's a question that you might know the answer to.
Sounds like Voss trying to talk.
Here's what you might know the answer to.
Jesus Christ.
Does he have any idea how he's harming himself in his career? But listen to me. Do you have any fucking idea?
How is he harming himself?
I know everybody.
I'll bite him like a snake.
Listen to me. If you took a rattlesnake.
What are you
going
to gig with Nikki? You're going to fucking disrespect your elders?
I know. I love him.
Well, show some love to the old man.
I'm not paying attention.
Have my coffee.
Look at that. Look. Go back to that.
Yeah.
If you caught a rattlesnake, say you're like surviving, you have to eat. Yeah. You get one. You cut the head off the tail.
Yeah.
It's pretty gross.
Can you
don't show
if you
it,
cook
please
it
stop thing. Fucking showing
can
it.
Can you eat it if you cook the meat?
You can eat a rattlesnake, yeah.
You can cook the meat.
Yeah, but
the poison, where's the poison?
It's in its mouth.
In
its head. There's little venom glands
on top of the fangs.
Yeah.
Go back to
I mean, look, if you see a rattlesnake, the greatest part about a rattlesnake is it rattles. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna hear it. It's not like a cobra that just fucking, or other snakes that will just like a viper will just snap at your head in a tree. And
can I say something without you getting upset?
Oh God! That's never worked with me. That's never worked with me. It's always made me upset.
I know.
I don't know how to answer that. You're not even letting me answer it.
I know.
You asked me if I can do it, and I don't know if I can do it, Paul.
Here's the thing.
Let me answer your question.
Okay.
No. How's that? So go ahead.
Okay, I can still talk, though.
Yeah, of course. It's your fucking microphone. It's called a podcast.
You guys didn't.
Who's you guys?
You, Ari, and Joe.
Yes.
You didn't really go camping.
You mean the...
Here's the thing.
My body is in devastation mode.
Here's the thing.
I can't feel my asshole.
Here's the thing. When you're walking,
so you didn't do that with three people.
Voss is the best. I don't give a fuck. He's the best. He's the best. Because the ones he needs, he gets out right.
Yeah.
They went camping. They only went for a day, though.
I'm going to tell you something.
They had bacon, egg, and cheese in the morning.
No,
and
he didn't.
He's walking around with
Italian
heroes. Hoagie. And they went for one night. What you did was cute.
Did you spend the night?
Yes.
You couldn't do it.
It was a,
you couldn't do
fuck
it.
Fuck, I couldn't. I could do it with two Slim Jims and a fucking and one coffee. I'd make it through the day. Through the day.
Listen to me. First of all.
Not with fucking gourmet.
First of all, you fucking look.
Would you have Eggs Benedict at fucking noon?
They brought a fondue cake.
That melon and prosciutto.
All right, maybe we brought too much stuff. We brought too
much.
They had a little bell.
Dinner time. They had a bell. Ari rang the bell.
Time for the new shoes.
They frolicked out of the woods, him and Joe.
Hey, wait, can I be honest with you? We might have brought a little too much stuff. That was my bag. I literally was.
We cooked for 12 hours.
Hang on.
I cooked three sirloin steaks and rice pilaf.
What? Oh, my God. You're proving my point. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Come on.
I had three stoves going.
You had rice pilaf and steaks.
Three steaks.
With a fucking Italian
food like
hero.
You're in prison in Goodfellas.
That sounds amazing. Why don't you? I would have went if I would have known you had a fucking, if you had a gluttonous fucking picnic.
It wasn't a camping trip. Yeah, it was a buffet. They had a traveling buffet. A buffet in the woods with Bobby.
What the fuck? Did anybody bake his cookies? What the fuck?
I was gonna bring cookie dough because I was gonna freeze it. Hopefully, it would thaw out. I was gonna make a big cookie, one big one. I learned how to make a camp cookie.
Camp cookies. That's what those custom knives were for cutting cookie dough.
They got down to the bottom of the hill and it was a Holiday Inn.
Listen,
the traveling buffet. It hurts.
Verzi.
Oh fuck.
Verzi.
First oh my all. God, dude.
who's doing prep?
Rice fucking pilaf.
Fucking Joe's a sous chef.
Ari did prep.
What kind of soup did
you have? Chef.
Joe was a sous chef.
And Bobby had the hat.
Bobby had the hat.
The hat.
I'm going to tell you.
Here comes the moose boosh.
Oh, fuck me. I'm gonna see if I get these photos up to you cocksuckers.
Oh my God.
Oh my God,
dude. Face hurts.
Wow.
All right. Listen to me.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, first of all, I can't get it up there, you motherfucker. Really? It's not up there. All right, listen. I can't get it. I was gonna put it up on the screen.
Oh,
but
shit.
I had a survival weekend 2 weekends ago at the Sheraton in. Go ahead. I want
to
see those snake
bites. We get up to the top. And we make our way down this riverbed.
Was this before or after you ate the steak?
I didn't have a steak yet.
Me and Ari split a sandwich for lunch.
Right.
We didn't want to fucking stop and cook. You got a sandwich. You threw it in the back, right? So me and Ari split a sub at the top of the two. Look at you hike vertical 2 fucking miles. It's with 60 pounds of produce in your bag.
Yeah. Okay. A prosciutto.
There better be a hot dog truck.
So
those pounds of boarhead meat aren't light.
Verzi's on fire. Yeah. Shit. So we get up to the top. We make it through the path. Now there's it's called a fire lookout, and then you walk through this path a little further up. It's a different trail, and you get up to this big. It's this big metal fucking stairway that goes up to the top, and you can look out all the whole fucking Catskills and see fire shit or whatever the firemen use it, right? But when you go there, that's where most of the rattlesnakes are, they say, and there's hundreds of them up there, mm-hmm. they say, and there's tons of videos with people, hikers. Running into these, and there's copperheads up there, a lot of copperheads, and they're up there. But we were like, I was like, you know what? Let's not even fucking go there. Let's just go to Echo Lake. Because we were running late. We started late because Don cooked omelets and sausage and had muffins and English muffins and for breakfast.
On the campsite?
No, at my house because we all slept at my house. So we had this huge breakfast.
Did you sleep outside to practice?
It's a Boy Scout sleepover.
Oh, your career, you're going to have to.
Muffins.
Too hard.
What the fuck?
Wow, shit, that was way too hard. I'm sorry.
What do I have to practice?
You're going to sleep outside? Like a homeless person.
So, too far. So your menu.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me get to the menu verse.
Okay.
Okay. We get
I'm
downtown.
Hungry.
We get downtown.
Yeah. Where's your backpack?
You're just throwing stuff out now. Settle down.
I know. He's got nothing.
He's trying to add on what he said.
I know, but it wasn't.
But why would he try to keep up with me and Verzi? The fact that Verzi's keeping up with me is big.
First of all, Ian's a very funny guy.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
For 10.
So anyways. This is the worst. I don't know why am I doing this with you here?
Yeah. It's a great story here.
If you weren't here, we'd be having a nice conversation.
It'd be based around you.
So, anyways, we avoided that whole part, but this is what a snake bite looks like if you want to see it.
Right, it's pretty gross.
A rattlesnake bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know what a fucking... Yeah,
look at that.
The aftermath of one. This is what it looks like.
Yeah.
What's that net? What's that?
That's a skin graft.
Oh, fuck.
Look at that. Yeah. Oh.
So basically...
So your skin fucking peels off?
Well, I forget what they call it, but it eats...
Necropsy.
Yeah, it eats away the flesh.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
It's crazy. Scroll down. Yeah, it's fucking terrible, man. I mean, it's terrible.
Why did they throw a dog in there?
Because snakes, they bite a lot of dogs. Because dogs just run around.
Yeah, yeah.
So you wouldn't want to bring your dog up to this one because it will run through the grass and get fucking nailed by one of these snakes and you're done.
All right, yeah. I came. We don't have to look anymore.
Those $300 kits were for pets, by the way. That's what they were smaller.
The $300 kits for pets?
Yeah, those $300 vials of antigen.
There you go, Verzi. $300 kits were for pets, not humans.
Look at that. Yeah, humans are $14,000, $15,000, $20,000, man.
Oh, look at that pinky. Ugh.
Where? Which one?
The one all the way to the left down the bottom.
Is that guy holding a globe, or is that... What is that?
That's the fucking skin, dude.
That's what happens to you.
Yeah, it fucks you up. Even if you get the you're still... scarred.
So, but let me ask you this question. Yeah. If you don't have access to a phone and you're fucking miles out in the middle of nowhere,
have to keep your heart rate down as much as you can and not panic and try to get out.
Because if your heart rate goes up, your blood's going to be pushing the venom through your body.
So you keep your heart rate down.
That's that's what True Grit's about, basically. That would be True Grit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens at the end.
What?
What? True Grit.
I thought that's Black Breakfast.
That was just a stretch.
No, what's it?
That was just
He's
racist.
Laughing.
It's kind of funny.
True Grit is a book.
Grits.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. That's pretty good. Maybe it's just gonna like.
Let me get True Grits.
I thought I was on my game. Fucking Voss is just fucking throwing them. So,
me and Voss, June 1st, the Westbury Theater.
Bobby's bringing chicken parm, Rich. Don't worry.
In his front pocket.
Hey, look what I got. It's going to be the best green room feast you ever fucking seen.
Holy fuck.
Oh, my God.
So
Dawn's making muffins.
Bobby's cake.
Here's where you're wrong, Verz. Here's where you're wrong, Verzi. We get down to this fucking lake. Now, mind you, say we're down at the lake and someone gets bit. That's 2 miles up, 2 hours, 2 miles down, 2 hours. It's four, That's four. Are you gonna fucking stop laughing?
I just picture Ari throwing up. And somebody going, "Would he get bit by a snake?" No, he ate too much. He's puking cake. Oh fuck! Get the anti-venom. No, it's just cake. There was too much frosting. She put too much frosting on the fucking thing.
Oh. He loses foot to a snake bite? No, diabetes.
Oh my god.
All right, when you unpack it like this.
Maybe oh my it's, god.
Who carried the picnic table? He had an inflatable picnic table.
All right, stop banging on the floors, all right? Stop. There's people underneath that. Jesus Christ. This is like fucking Def Jam in here. Oh, this is the worst. All right, so anyways.
All right.
Listen.
I'm done.
Verzi. I'm fucking crying. All right, so Verzi.
Just please invite me next time. I'm coming.
Listen. Verzi, I'm telling you.
I'm coming.
Verzi, I'm telling you. All right, listen, we might have brought up too much stuff, but we get down, we had to, there's 10 campsites around this lake, but they're not campsites, they're...
lean-tos?
Well, they have one. Dining they only hall. Have one lean-to, and there was two dudes in that. They took that right away.
Uh-huh.
So, but off to the right, you got to keep walking around this whole lake.
So it's first come, first served, you don't have to sign up or nothing?
No, there's nothing. It's not like a campsite. It's like, there's no path.
Yeah.
You kind of walk through the woods, and there's campers, hikers have made these campsites over right. the years. So they went and got rocks and put them, like made a bunch of chairs out of these rocks, like slate. And then they made fire pits. Like hikers did this shit, right? And the rangers, right? So we find this one thing away from these guys. We don't want to be near anybody. Went way around the other side of the lake. Now we got to go get wood. We got to build a fire. I got to start cooking the rice pilaf because that takes a little longer than regular rice.
But here's the thing. You make it sound like these guys built you a hotel and you walked outside. Yeah. We got to get wood. We got to build a fire.
There was
you
no hotel.
Did nothing. You had everything ready for you.
First of all, all right, there was some wood already there.
Okay.
But
the last hikers left us wood.
You cosplayed camping.
They did.
Like, camping.
Was that a ghost at night? No, it was the pizza delivery guy.
All right, but
you guys are telling ghost stories. The guy just comes
there's
in with
no fucking road in there. You kids know this is the fucking why it's primitive. There's no you can't
Where'd
get
you leave
to
the car? Where did you leave the car?
4 miles away.
You poor thing.
At the parking spot. You can't get. I said, wouldn't it be funny that we were sitting at the campsite? I said, how funny would it be if I just pushed my on button, my car button, and you heard beep beep, beep. And our car was like right right through the woods. The parking lot is right there.
That was the movie in the movie Survive when the soccer team. They would eat, you know, where they were eating.
Alive?
Eating each other alive.
Yeah,
the original one, I think it was called Survive. Or Alive. But there was like a city like right through the woods on the other. Or maybe that was a comedy. Anyhow, but they weren't too far from.
Fucking Versi's on fire and you're wet.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying right, we're bringing
I'm
up stuff.
I'm really fucking throwing up some stinkers tonight. I think I'm a little tired. So anyway.
Speaking of wet, is anybody boiling the water for the spaghetti?
Bobby, I know you guys have fun, but you guys did what, 12 hours, right? 12
Listen,
hours out.
Hang on. No. It was four hours. 4 hours up, 4 hours down, get to the campsite. We had a set up camp. We did all that shit. We had dinner. Fucking amazing dinner. I cooked steaks, and we did have a great dinner.
But what day did you go and come home?
We went Monday, and we came home this morning. But, so anyways, we cooked after that. Now, after we had to clean everything, put everything in the bear bags, hang it up in a tree like 200 yards away, and then we built this fucking sick fire. I had Cubans. I have the big Hoyos. You know the big ones?
Oh, I thought you brought Cuban.
Yeah, to bust your tables. Wait.
I had a couple Cuban sandwiches.
But wait, no. How you? And so, this is serious about the hanging the food in the tree.
Yeah.
How far do you say it has to be from the campsite?
200 feet, I think it is. 200, how, not how 200 high yards, up? 200 feet.
How high up?
I did around, I did around, it was 20 feet up, but then you hang it down 4 feet and around 10 feet up off the ground.
So how do you
something
get
like
it
that,
up?
15
you throw
feet
it over
up.
With a rope?
You get a rope and you get a carabiner, and then but I attach that to a bag with a rock in it because it has to be heavy enough to go over the branch and come right the fuck back down. Take the bag off. Then you take the bear bag food, put it on that carabiner, put your rope through the carabiner, hoist it up, and then you get a stick and you wrap it around the rope, tie it on just a little quick, little, almost like a loop knot, and then let go. And as the bag comes down, the stick goes up, hits the carabiner, and it stops it.
But
you understand?
Wait, but what's
the
pull it up?
And then bear you just let bag the, feeder, you just said. What's that?
It's a bear bag. No,
so
it's
a bear
bag.
Doesn't come along.
Yeah, because
to your campsite.
If you have all your food at your campsite, the bears will come if they do, and they'll
and
come right
fucked.
Into the campsite. But if they come and they try to get this, they're 200 feet away from your campsite, and they can't get it.
Yeah.
Because it's just a little rope hanging down. You understand?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Can't they climb trees, though?
Yeah, yes, but it's 4 feet out. So it's on a branch that they can't climb
it's
out on.
It's not big enough, the branch.
They just can't get it. They can't get it. And if they do, they got it.
They
but
deserve it.
It's a lot harder for them to get it.
They deserve it.
So.
Hey, guys, you earned this.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you, Bears.
You know what?
Hey, Yogi, good work.
You guys earned these freshly baked chocolate chip cookies.
Well, there's only one big one. I learned how to make a big one.
It's a camp cookie?
It's a camp cookie. So
you guys sit around a campfire and pass the cookie. Now, wait. Joe doesn't. Drink or party. You
no,
don't party. Did Ari do like 40 mushrooms or anything?
No, he didn't do anything. I was telling you, I brought these amazing Cubans I've had for I think 2 years in my we've smoked them. The big ones though, not the smaller ones. The big ones.
Yeah.
And we made fucking tea. It was I know I'm not a tea drinker.
Where'd you get the water from?
We
you
have
the
these
water?
They're Sawyer systems. It's you can just dip it into the river,
and then it
filters it. So that's what we did.
And do you have the thing to purify it?
That's what I just said. The exact thing.
No, you said filters. I'm not talking about filters.
It purifies it. Yeah.
He was putting on a coat.
Yeah. So, anyways, wait. I'm gonna finish the story.
I know it. You told me in the car.
All right. Goodbye.
Westbury Music Fair. Listen to My Wife Hates Me on Riotcast, the same network. Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. This week in New York, Monday through Thursday, I'll be at the Brigada. Then Friday, Westbury Music Fair. Go to richvoss.com.
Not this week, next week.
When?
It's not this week.
No.
Friday
no.
First.
It's next week.
Next Friday. Yeah, but this Sunday through Thursday, I'm at the Brigada.
Go see Rich Voss. Listen, hands down, one of the funniest guys.
Legend.
Thank you.
Off stage. On stage, he's good. But off stage,
I'm passable.
On stage, fucking solid good. Off stage, funniest guy walking.
I'm gonna take a pee before I leave. Use
all right, do it downstairs.
No, I'll do it up here.
All right. Anywho, we get up there. Thank you so much. Are you taking off?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this.
Bye, Becky.
Becky,
I didn't meet you, but nice to meet you. I'm
Legion
Paul.
Of Skanks.
Legion of Skanks, and she's helping produce Skank Fest this year, which is when is it?
Second weekend of July.
Yes. Second weekend of July, Skank Fest. Go to skankfest.com for tickets. I think it's sold. Is it almost sold out? Yeah, single day passes. It's a fucking blast. The shows are insane. And she just gave me a fucking cute.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Fuck it. Yeah. So thanks for coming up, sweetie. I'll see you later.
Bye,
take
Becky.
Care.
Have
she's
a good
best.
One.
So check this out. Fucky faces. Now that Yabbermouth is gone.
Not yet.
I know. So we're sitting there. We ate dinner. But look at man. I'm fucking dead. I'm done. A 4-hour hike uphill, downhill. Downhill's worse than uphill because you're using your quads and your knees, right? I'm fucking done. I'll see you later.
Later, Rich.
Father's Day.
I told you not yet.
90% sure. 90% Father's Day, the roast, the legendary roast. Bobby Kelly, Jim Norton, Colin, Florentine, everybody. Father's Day on Vimeo. We'll send out a bunch of stuff. You'll find it.
One of the funniest roasts.
Yeah. I was there for that. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Everybody killed.
That snuck
Anyhow,
in.
I'll see you later. Thanks.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, Rich.
See you, man.
Where's my phone? She's like, it's literally like with my grandfather. He does this cool thing, makes his thing, gets a laugh. Where's my phone?
Are we gonna?
Really? I'm not
little
gonna
one?
Where my phone is.
Can you do a little one?
Yeah, but you don't have to scream. Where's my phone? Just look. Young
I'm
people.
I'm a little hard of hearing, so I talk louder.
Yeah, but you don't need to go. Where's my phone? And panic everybody. It's here.
No one need panic.
But we all looked. We're doing a fucking podcast, and you go, "Where's my phone?"
It's not a
like
podcast.
You
it's
couldn't
a fucking,
find.
It's a day in the life of fucking one day camping. Shut up.
What the fuck are you laughing, you big Indian? I just looked over. He's a big guy. He'd be hiding behind Mike the whole time. I just looked over. You fucking
is
really,
it just fans? Just
you
fans?
Really big yeah. motherfucker. What's that?
We mentioned Minnesota.
Yes.
Minnesota
yes.
is. Are you from Minnesota?
Yeah, both of us.
Minnesota is one of the most underrated and best comedy cities in America.
It's not underrated at all. We know that it's one of the best.
Comedians know. Comedians know.
Yeah, but if comedians know, then people know.
Yeah, but not everybody likes to go out there. Not all, you know, people hear, but, oh, I heard that, but they don't go.
Who?
A lot of comedians don't
Every
go.
Every comic, the Acme Comedy Club is one of the best clubs in the country.
All right. Well, I don't know why you're yelling at me. I just, the people I talk
to. Maybe because you're fucking telling me I'm not a fucking primitive camper.
No. I never said that. All
you fucking said I was in a park having cake.
I just said, I mean.
No, you said I was fucking having cupcakes.
You ate better than you do at home on this thing. You could have fucking done the 2 miles on a treadmill at Planet fucking Fitness and you would have ate worse. You weren't having fucking muffins that day if you weren't doing that.
Look, there was rattlesnakes, and I wanted a muffin. If it was my last muffin, I wanted a fucking muffin.
Real camping is you kill a rattlesnake. You have 2 pieces of beef jerky, you kill a rattlesnake, look, you go fishing.
All right, look, I'm not fucking camping in the fucking 20s.
You guys have a fucking microwave with you, too? For popcorn?
Could have just made the Jiffy Pop on the fire. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. It's great actually meant idea. For that.
Yeah, wow.
Well, a little, not like that, but you know what I mean.
Here's the deal. Dude, okay, so we do this hike. It is a brutal hike, up and down. No, it really is. It's not an easy hike. It's supposed to be a medium hike on all trails. The app, it says medium. It's a little above medium if you ask a chubby guy like me. It's maybe medium for a hiker. For a guy who hasn't hiked, I did like a mile hike with Max on Sunday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought I was all ready for this fucking thing. I'm not. My body's devastated. So we get down and my feet hurt. Everything hurts. I was standing. Finally sitting down, having tea. It's the best cup of tea I've ever had. Smoking this cigar. Joe and Ari make a great fire. You know, Joe will use a stick and knows where to like, prop the coals and make it, and then Ari has to blow on it because Joe's mouth's too small. It was one of the funniest things ever. He went, and nothing happened to the fire.
That's so funny.
Joe's mouth was so small. I go, what did you have, one birthday candle on your birthday cake till you were fucking 17? All right, it's okay, honey, let's try again. Nothing. So they had this fucking sick fire going. It's around the, I don't know, 10:30, quarter of 11, smoking this fucking Cuban, drinking hot tea. I mean, nobody around for miles, except for these two other guys fucking each other. But no one else, right? Seriously, unfucking believable. You could hear every bird, a frog, every fucking beavers, tons of beavers all around. All the trees are fucking like, you know,
is there
chewed
water
up.
To fish or no?
There's a fucking lake right there. We're literally camping at a lake, Lake Echo. Right there's a beaver dam, like right over here.
So what about the stuff that we read? Anything weird?
Okay, so check this out.
All right. No ducks disappearing or?
Fucking, so I go to bed early. I go to bed around 11:30 or something. I'm fucking wiped. I'm just done. These two young cats. They're still talking by the fire. So I get in my tent. I get everything, you know, my stuff. I'm just my blanket, my pillow. I'm fuck it, I get air. It's just awesome. I'm in my tent. The breeze is coming through the bottom of the tent, through the tent, so I can feel this like an AC coming through my tent. They're talking. You can hear them just, you know, yapping about philosophizing. Oh, you Netflix. Oh, no. Maybe you need minorities. Right? whatever they're saying. Then they're like, all right, fuck it. We're going to bed. They get in, you hear them zip, zip, zip. You know, we all get into bed around 1 something. Around 1:10, 1:15. I think around 1 something, Joe goes, there's one of those dragonflies. It's a big dragonfly on my... outside of my tent. And I was like, oh, that's like in the review. Right? Remember the review?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
This crazy, creepy review.
I don't remember the dragonfly part.
Yeah, the guy said there's all these dragonflies. Oh, okay. Were so around 5 minutes later, it's dead. I mean, so quiet. I've never heard this type of quiet. And then we hear this.
Dude, they became like women. Like, not in a bad way.
No, not you, stop. I mean, like, not that. You, stop. Him, stop.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I just... He, I can't win. I can't win.
Well, the internet's
queued
also
up,
going slow.
I cried. Queued up the fucking...
It worked.
I literally had sound in a video for these people. Dude, 100 yards away from our tent.
Yeah.
Dude, right there.
I hear that at night all the time, but not that close.
Not that close. And you know what? You're in a fucking house with a phone.
Right. Right.
No cell service.
Surrounded by sandwiches.
Yeah.
Sandwiches in the bear bag.
No wonder why they were fucking screaming at each other. It's so prosciutto.
Get the water down. Salami, salami, provolone, provolone.
What's up?
Oh shit! Oh fuck, dude.
Dude,
smorgasbord.
Dude, we hear the shit. I'm talking. I mean,
did that wake you? Did you guys get up after? Like,
listen,
dude,
we were all up. They just went to bed. I was still kind of going in and out of sleep. Because I did all the research, so I told them about the snake bites, what you do, and I told them about bears. Don't worry, we hang the bear back. So I did all this research about this particular hike and all the stuff, but not one video or anything that I read. I talked to the park rangers, you know, Ranger Lee. I talked
Ranger
to all these
Lee.
People, right? And I literally, what do we have to worry about? We're all kind of new at this, blah, blah, blah. Not one fucking person. So Joe goes, Bob, what do we do about that? And I go, I don't know. And Joe went, what? And we sat there in silence for a half hour.
Maybe it was just the two gay guys having sex next to you.
Wow.
There she is.
I should have took that to the roast battle. You could have wore it around your neck.
So what time would you say you like went to bed? Like what
Dude,
time did
we
you pass
didn't.
Out?
We didn't.
You stayed up all night.
Well, here's the thing. I had to wear my mouth guard because
what?
Because I snore.
Bring a CPAP machine.
Like what?
Is it the woods with the CPAP machine? Like sleep apnea.
The bear would have even ignored him. Like, fuck you. I'm not
fucking. What are you doing? Act outs? We get with a CPAP was funny.
I didn't think Bob got it. I was bringing it to the next level.
We all thought it was funny. You got a new comic era.
Get it?
Get it even more?
CPAP in the woods sounds a little something like this.
Fucking idiot. So anyway,
this might be one of the funniest podcasts I've ever been on in my life.
Listen,
I was dizzy.
I'm not even joking around. I've done a lot of these and a lot of great ones on YKWD. My forehead hurts. I've never had the thing above my eyebrows fucking be sore.
Right, listen to me.
I mean, these lucky pigs are getting a good one today.
So we're in dead silence now. So we're trying. I mean, it's like someone. I have my knife. I have bear spray. Joe goes, Bob, what do we do? And I go, I have the bear spray. He goes, well, what about me? Right?
Who's that? Joe? Yeah.
Right?
What about me?
So now we're sitting in silence. I got my knife. I got my headlamp. I got bear spray.
Headlamp? You're a fucking coal miner?
No, you have to wear a headlamp. Yeah, that's ridiculous. You have to wear a headlamp.
What?
How are you going to see at night? Walking around?
Flashlight.
It's a flashlight for your head, dum-dum.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense for camping.
It does. It makes every... Yeah, you're making a joke about something. Tennis shoes? Playing tennis? Are you crazy? Who would wear that?
It's just so
funny. A hat and baseball? It's the Sun Zone. Just wear your hair. Dude, listen, I'm trying to help you. I love
water?
You.
Water? What are you, thirsty?
Blood in your veins? You want to live?
Breathe it. Oh, shit, dude.
Condom with the gay sex? Well, you don't want to die of AIDS? 1984 joke? When people died
gay
of
plague.
AIDS. The gay plague. Oh, what a fucking shitty.
Gay plague? That's what they called it. They called it gay plague.
That's what the Republicans called it.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus called it. So anyways, are you opening your mouth, honey? I mean, dude, it was so fucking quiet. I almost wanted to start laughing because, listen, okay, I'm afraid, okay, but I got a knife. I got three knives. You know, I know Ari.
You fucking Wolverine?
He's just dying. Throwing shit out now.
I'm just picturing
we know what you're doing,
so
right?
Many things attached to your body, scared in the woods.
So I got my knife. I gave Ari a knife. Ari has a knife, but I know Ari's a fucking, he's kind of psycho too. Like I know if something attacked him, Ari would fucking fight it. Yeah. But I know Joe's scared. He's a nervous guy. He literally had a fucking little tiny cut on his hand. I'm talking not even blood coming out
paper
of it.
Paper cut.
And he sat there going, yeah, you think he's going to get infected? What are you guys talking about? For 45 minutes. Yeah. To the point where I was like, Joe, go get... He went and opened the emergency first aid kit.
Joe, go to the refrigerator and get something to eat.
Yes. You get like this when you're hungry.
Get yourself an ice cream.
The Snickers commercial.
You know what? Dawn made lasagna. Just go get the tray. Okay? I don't need this. 1,000 band-aids in there. Whatever you need. Ointment.
So we got to literally... If you saw this cut...
There's a pharmacist behind the tree. Go talk to him. We brought him.
It's a hibachi grill. Chinese guys chopping up. Joe, catch a shrimp in your mouth. Go over there.
I thought he was going to do Onion Volcano, but Catch a Shrimp is better.
Catch a Shrimp.
Joe, Catch a Shrimp. Open your little mouth.
So.
I can't. It's so.
I can't.
Open
my
so
mouth
much.
Is too little.
You got to change it up. All right, catch a pee.
I had to change his whole routine for him.
We need
That's to, funny, Bobby.
So.
He had to change his.
Oh,
so, fuck. Fucking hilarious.
Okay, so.
This
so we
I feel like I'm on a ride. So, I feel like I'm on a fucking ride right now.
Oh, God damn it.
So he's got this little cut. I literally have to open the emergency first aid kit. It's sealed because you're supposed to use it in an emergency. So we have to open it up. He's just he's going through it. He opened up a thing of bacitracin.
What did he cut it on? Was he worried about like rust or
something? I don't
shit?
Fucking know. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It wasn't.
He wasn't bleeding.
It was an abrasion, not a cut.
Right.
He wasn't bleeding.
Right.
So he's like, oh, am I going to, you know, because he has the OCD thing, right?
Yeah.
Where he starts going nuts. So he puts the thing on, he puts a band-aid on, then he's just going through the first aid kit, just rummaging through it, right? Excuse me. So I know that Joe is in this fucking, I know Joe is in this tent fucking terrified. Mm-hmm. I almost started laughing at the fear, because I was scared. I was fucking scared. And it takes a lot to get me to that point.
The howling scared you.
Listen, dude, it was really close. It's a pack of coyotes.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight
Yeah.
An animal.
What, are you going to box it? Yeah.
Well, I don't want to fucking...
Hey, come here, pal.
I don't want to fucking fight. I don't want to... You know what I mean? I, yeah, yeah. Are you acting out again?
For me.
We got...
For me. I was doing it for me. No one else.
What? We did it twice, though. We got it the first time. I know, but make us laugh.
I wanted to follow through. All
right. Make us laugh. Make the people laugh. And then
I got her. Well, I got Carla.
I can make her laugh. What's it? She fucking loves nothing. I'll make that broad laugh with nothing. That's just finger gestures. Oh, vaginas. Fucking, look at, she's nothing. She's the easiest fucking... All right, so it is.
Everything so,
that would be scary. That would be scary. That's why I was talking about the gun. Like, that would scare me.
Buddy, like, you at that point, I'm not even kidding, Verzi. I heard you going, shit about a gun. In my head.
If you had a gun, dude, if you had a gun. Instead of, hey, how about, instead of fucking.
It's like Pesci who just fucking inhaled helium. Dude, yeah. Dude,
instead of a tray of sushi, you should have brought a 9mm.
He stepped on my joke, you cocksucker.
That was my joke. I was trying to get out.
What?
And this cocksucker made it sushi. I was going to say a fucking pound of fucking, a pound of fucking steaks.
Right. You already hit steaks. You got to think out of the box. Right. The bento box.
Yours is better than mine.
Thank but you. Wait a minute. Though. Like
a sushi tray. It was a good one. I really did like
oh,
that.
Oh, that's funny.
You really did think out of the box. I went back to steaks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You to the left. Thank and you. That's what good comedy is.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
She thought of me saying we should.
I was trying to get that joke out. I was literally going, pound it. And you kept going, and then he went, sushi tray. And I was like, oh, that's such a good joke. So much better than mine. Cocksucker. I was going to say steaks again.
The flow.
Done. No, I hope you die. So here's the deal. Okay. So we're sitting there dead silent. Now we're trying to go. I'm like, you know what, dude? I'm going to bed. There's nothing I can do. I fantasized a little nose sniffing through, and I'm going to fucking stab its nose. I got the bear spray, but I'm going to open up. You know, I'm going to come out of my tent straight out and spray
Cookout
in a
rainbow.
Circle like fucking a Bruckheimer film with the camera panning around me as I look down, and I was going to just kill every fucking dog there was.
You know what I would have done?
Instead of bullets around your neck, it's hot dogs.
I would have.
Well, we're having a good time tonight.
I mean, this one is wild.
Yeah, at my expense. I wish this was NPR. I wish I was on some other fucking interview, just one comic and me. So then what'd you do, Bobby? Well, then the wolves. But my show, it's a fucking hammering. Anybody else's show? If I was on Rogan right now, he'd be like,
"Pastry chef left."
If I was on Rogan right now, he'd be like, "So then, what'd you do?" It reminds me of the time when I ran into a grizzly.
I don't know why you guys didn't do a big tent and all stay in one together.
Okay, because that's gay. I'm not fucking staying in a tent.
No, man, first, you could get...
I got the tent. I got the nicest four-person tent for my family. Okay?
All right.
It's an air tent. Have you ever heard Ari Shaffir fart?
No.
Let me tell you something.
It's brutal.
It's like... It's like
okay,
a
okay, enough said. You know what? You win with that.
Yeah, you don't
even have to go
on. We don't need to get it.
I'm going to replicate what his asshole sounds like, and this is no joke. Ready? That's one fart out of his asshole. It's like a broken trumpet.
What is he eating?
Well, my wife has... We had a couple bags of beef jerky.
Yeah, a lot of shit.
Yeah.
We had a lot of food.
I know he's leaving out at least two things that we don't know about.
Yeah. Cliff bars. Yeah. So listen.
It's
so,
strawberry break. Fucking blueberry. You guys snacked all day, didn't you?
No, we didn't. No, we didn't. So I don't know, 45 minutes later, I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to bed. Everybody's quiet. It's fucking dead silent. And we're pretty much everybody's in their tent waiting to fucking die. And I fall asleep finally, and then I wake up and my side of my body, I bought a 3-inch, 30-inch wide, 3-inch high, air cushion mat, for the it's a really high end one I bought off of eBay, but they're refurbished. So instead of 180, they were 60 bucks, right? Dumb move. Around 45 minutes later, I just feel my body is frozen on one side. The side, I'm just on the ground, and my fucking air mattress deflated, which was just humiliating. Because after all the food I ate and my weight, it's like I can't even return it. Because if they go, how much do you weigh? I'm like, well, didn't you read the directions? It said 250 and under, which is on. I can't even ride my kid's zip line. So most rides I can't go on.
Saddest
legally
story I've ever heard.
So we're sitting there. And I'm pissed because now I got the fucking bear spray. I got all the stuff in the tent with me now. And then I look over and I didn't shut my tent zipper because when I grabbed all the stuff, I forgot to shut it. So now I literally had to grab a moth the size of my head and just crush it in my hand because it was in my tent and just throw it out. It was fucking awful. So I'm rummaging and I guess it must have sounded like I was being attacked. Joe starts panicking because he thinks I'm being attacked in my tent because it's just me, just this noise of somebody in the tent flipping out, right? Ari goes, Robert, calls me Robert. He goes, Robert, are you okay? I'm pissed. I go, yeah, why? Right? Because I'm pissed because my fucking mattress just deflated. I just murdered a fucking Mothra in my fucking tent. So I got to blow my stupid mattress back up. I'm out of breath. It's a fucking nightmare. Middle of the night. I got to like roll over one way, pull the mattress out from underneath my fucking torso, blow it up, and then roll back onto it. And now, I mean, every 20 minutes I'm sleeping and waking up. We got hours before the sun comes up. I just wanted to go home. At that point, it's like, so none of us slept. We all woke up, I think at 6.
Thank God no rain. That would have been the worst.
Well, here you go. We wake up. We'll like pack everything up. We make some tea. We have a couple Cliff Bars.
Eggs Benedict.
Well, no, I had eggs and bacon in the packages. Yeah. But we were supposed to have eggs, scrambled eggs and bacon in the morning. I have these little packages, pour hot water in. Unbelievable.
Where did
right?
the butler sleep?
So we had tea and some little whatever, packed up and go. As soon as we hit the fucking trail, it just starts raining. It's wet.
Thank God on the way out though.
So we're on the way out, exactly. But we got to go up this riverbed. That's the trail is an old riverbed. So we're walking up there. We made it up there real fast. Got up to the top. Coming down sucked. Literally 15 minutes out before we're going back to the car, my shoulder fucking gives out. Like, I have this bad shoulder thing, and I took my bag off for a sec to rest. I put it back on and tweaked it. So I'm walking, and my head... So my head is, like, over. I look like I have fucking... Like
Bell's palsy.
Some type of spinal injury, right?
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there like this, and Ari's like, yo, man... Yo, what's wrong with your face? Like, what's wrong? This hiker walks up. This guy, he's literally in fucking slippers. This fucking guy. He's in slippers. He's like a hiker. He's in like just a regular clothes with slippers hiking up this fucking mountain.
Where was this?
That I just spent $7,000 on hiking equipment to go up. This guy's in slippers. He walks over. He goes, what's wrong? Like, he knows something's wrong. What's wrong? I go, my shoulder. He goes, take your pack off. And he goes, give me your arm. And this guy stretched me. Did all this shit to me on the fucking side of the mountain. Then Ari, this is why Ari Shaffir is one of the fun, he's fun, hilarious, but he's just a fucking great guy.
Yeah.
And this is how you know a great guy.
Yeah.
Okay? Grabs my bag.
I carried it for you.
He goes, I'll carry it. I go, no, dude, I'm not doing that.
Ari is a good dude.
I go, we got 15 minutes left. I got it. He goes, dude, why are you going to, who gives a fuck? I'll carry it. You already hurt yourself. I've done that a million times. Like, I can do it. I'll do it. And then you fuck it up even more.
Yeah.
He goes, just do it. He threw my bag on his front, had his bag on the back, and walked it down like the 15, 10 minutes.
What a mensch.
Mensch is not unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we got back down. We threw our shit in the car. Immediately went and got a small cheese, three chicken palms, and order of fresh cut fries.
We ate like royalty. I've never seen anything.
We ate like we were out for 4 days. We fucking ate.
I didn't eat like that at home. I wasn't in the woods. I didn't fucking eat like that.
Y'all gained 10 pounds on this camping trip.
I haven't eaten like that this month.
We fucking ate like it was nobody's business. We just got off the mountain. We go, pizza.
Oh, my God, dude. You know how glad I am that I asked that question,
buddy. Well, we're initiating new people into Bushcraft Party Boys, and we're thinking about you.
I'm in. Well, now I'm really
on the list. I can't my whole life.
Well, let's settle down.
I feel like I could do it.
Gabby, we already discussed you. You're too hot.
Come on!
We can't bring out.
We
haven't fucked
mask.
In 12 hours. I could have.
Yeah, we're not wearing a mask. We can't bring a hot.
I hear yelling. Yeah. It's just them outside my fucking tent. Like, let us in.
They're the coyotes.
I want to see what the next menu is going to be. But yeah, I'm interested.
That's a fucking good one.
That's a great one.
He wants to review the menu before he makes his decision. We can't bring Zach because they'll recognize him. They'll recognize him up in the woods. Zach the Killer's back. How do you know? We saw him up at Overlook Pass where he killed the first girl.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Dude, he'll come out of out of the woods with rattlesnakes on all because he used to live at that abandoned hotel.
Like Medusa.
Whisperer. Just yeah.
Bobby,
don't worry, guys. We're good. I talked to him.
I talked to him. We're good.
I talked to him.
I'm going to go talk to the coyotes after.
Yeah.
No, we talked about Gabby. There's no way. I'm not, because I'd be too nervous, first of all, with you out there with fucking a bunch of Bushcraft Party Boys. There's no way.
You know, it's not like 12 hours in the woods you have to gangbang. Like, what are you talking about?
That is the rule.
There's no rule.
Well, here's the thing. 12 hours, if there's a coyote attack, you have to start gangbanging.
Well, you got to repopulate.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Be funny if you just, ooh, and then hear Gabby's tent open. Guys.
Guys. What's happening?
And it's just me in the woods going, ow.
Headlamp.
They're just eating cookies. Dude, it was. No, I mean, we do want to do another one.
Dude, I would love to.
I think. All right, we get it.
All right.
I would.
Yeah, but I don't want to go for a. Let's go longer than a day.
Hang on. Settle down.
Yeah, you got to bring your own axe so you chop your own wood up.
I actually have a custom axe.
That's what I'm saying.
I have my own axe too.
I want to fish for dinner.
Yes. And if you don't catch it, you don't eat.
How about they just go together?
Every hour and a half, Bobby tries to eat Ari.
If we don't get it, if we don't fish, he's got veal palms. So there's no problem.
Right? I think
I got a salmon in my pocket.
I actually do have a. I'm having a. I have my knife maker. My name is
Bobby. This could go right through a cake.
Yeah.
There's a hot knife through butter with this thing.
Right.
This axe, I have a new axe being made. He gets old axe heads from the 30s, like plums.
How much was in the bear bag? Uh-huh.
And how much what?
How much was in the bear bag?
It was a lot. I mean, almost, the branch was bending.
It bent the tree over.
Yeah. The branch. Like about to snap fishing.
Oh, I forgot about this. I took my first shit in the woods.
Whoa.
Since I was like 20.
Did you bring dude wipes? Did you bring wipes?
Of course I did. Savage?
No, but I meant, I know you're going to wipe your ass, but did you bring the wipes?
What the fuck is a wipe? Yeah, a baby wipe?
Yeah.
Of course I did.
Okay, that's right.
Savage?
We talked about it, yeah.
I brought a whole roll of toilet paper.
You know,
that
changed the whole game of wiping your asshole. Like it's
what, baby wipes?
Yeah, so dude wipes.
What's the difference?
They make flushable ones
for
men.
You?
No.
All right.
No, they're not.
Well, you keep saying dude wipes.
It was actually on Shark Tank. and then somebody gave me the thing.
Baby wipes.
So you just baby wipes. Well, has a lot of different chemicals that are just like, and they're not flushable. Dude wipes are like
flushable.
Thinner. They're flushable.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I guess they're made for men, and it's awesome. So you wipe your ass regularly, and then you just fucking finish it out with the wipe, and your ass is pristine.
That's what I did. Yeah. Well, I didn't think I had to go to the bathroom, but as soon as we got there, I found a tree. I dug a hole. I had to like go up against it.
Why'd you dig a hole, though?
You have to bury your shit. You can't leave it out.
You just have it on top.
You can't. It's illegal. 150 feet away from the campsite.
I get, but you got to bury it?
It's illegal?
You have to dig a hole. Yeah, you can't. You'll get in trouble.
The bears aren't burying it.
Well, I'm not a bear. I'm
not a bear.
He's
a human. Barely a human.
Fucking punny. Well, you're fucking everything, aren't you? You're an all comic. Yeah. Act outs, good zingers, fucking puns.
Hey, man.
Wait till he brings out his
weird sense, man. Weird face. So, yeah, I dude, the shit I took was, I was like a horse. I didn't dig the hole.
Of course it was. Look what you ate.
Yeah, what are you saying? Not going to be like a Vietnamese egg roll.
Yeah, it's not going to be a cat shit. It's going to probably shit a pumpkin with everything.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
I love how he said it surprised. He shit like a horse. I
couldn't believe it. You know, eat a 10-course meal. What do you know?
We topped off steaks with rice pilaf. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah. And now there's room for dumplings. So.
Are you crying?
So you're telling us about your shit.
So I took a big shit. But sometimes you don't put two and two together until after. Like, yeah, I fucking. Yeah. All right, sorry, anyways.
He told us everything that he fucking ate. And then he goes,
what
dude,
do you know?
I shit.
I took a life altering dump. What do you know?
But I shit. I shit so much.
The bears were like, what the fuck is that?
I shit so much that it wasn't enough for the hole. I filled the hole. So I had to dig a hole next to it and connect them.
All right, give me back that shovel.
It was a dual hole shit.
Oh, God. So, will you bury a body?
You think I never dug a hole before? You think I never dug a hole before?
What are you putting a coyote carcass in that fucking hole? I took a horse shit. It's the funniest thing in this whole podcast. It's the funniest thing. He talked about everything and he was surprised. Oh my, you have to name this podcast horse shit. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I like coyote carcass, but
oh my god. Oh my god.
Dude.
I haven't laughed like this high.
Oh, my fucking face hurts.
I thought this was going to go a totally different way. By the way, I thought you guys were going to be interested in my story. I thought you guys were going to be, what happened next? I thought he was going in a totally different direction.
Hey, it's like the Mario Battaglia camping.
Yeah, it was just camping or a cooking show. You get a show on the Food Network.
I literally drove in here, and I was like, these guys are going to be so into this story.
Yeah, we are for different reasons.
Oh, my God.
I'm
fucking
unbelievable.
Tearing up.
This is unbelievable. Jesus fucking Christ. I feel like I worked out.
Oh, motherfucker. I should have known better. You two fucking assholes. When Dumb Voss came up, why would I even think... Why would I even think this would be like a nice interview? So then, Bobby, what kind of equipment did you use? Well, that's funny you asked that. I had a 3F UL10. It's from China. It's ultralight. I want to talk about my stuff so bad. Like, I'm going to have to go on like a camping podcast or find a bushcraft podcast. Well, the next time we go, we're not doing that cooking shit. We're going to bring like a package of hot dogs and maybe oodles and noodles.
I hope I'm not on that one. I hope I'm not on that one. Can I get one like this, please?
Yeah. We get the deluxe package. Yeah. It's like
a, the fuck is that? I don't want to do that.
What, for a fucking Lunchable? Go so I can
hear, yeah, so I can hear you guys complain the whole way up the mountain how this one sucks.
We had Kobe beef at this point on the mountain last time.
Here, Paul, here's bubblegum. Last time was unreal, though.
Yeah. Here's a Skittle. Go fuck yourself.
Here's a Slim Jim until 8 tonight.
Yeah. Starve yourself, faggot.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I brought 3 stoves. I brought three cooking stoves. I brought an alcohol stove. I brought a gas little stove, and I brought my firebox stove that you put wood in.
That's insane.
This is the only. This is the only camping trip I heard where people gain weight. You're supposed to lose fucking weight.
Came back. What your body is that you were stuffing it for 12 fucking hours.
Is it a fucking cruise ship? You know the way they say you gain 8 pounds on a cruise.
Next one, we're gonna have Lenny Marcus actually do some comedy.
Jesus.
You woke up the next morning under your pants fit. So.
Oh my god! Oh my
god! Holy fuck,
dude!
I love Mike's throwing out zingers at the end of just killers. There's no chance for him to live. He's like, "Hey, none of your pants fit," and we're like, "Keep swinging, kid. I fucking like it. You know you're gonna have a good evil one coming out of you." Oh god!
I mean, that sounds like you gained weight. That's unbelievable.
Well, I think the chicken palm, the pizza,
three stove, Bobby.
We,
oh my god,
we're not gonna. Next time we go, we're bringing tea, like coffee. I brought coffee. There's no need for coffee. Coffee doesn't taste good. I mean, it was fine.
Well, coffee's coffee.
Coffee you need good. Cream and you need sugar.
Coffee keep you black, but coffee like black or like with a little something in the morning is one thing.
Maybe let me tell you something. A hot cup of tea, a big fucking thing you put on the fire.
I love tea. Tea's good.
And then you know maybe coffee. A little sweetener. It was just fucking great with the tea because the coffee isn't like tea refreshes you. You know what I mean? Like coffee dries me out. Mm. It was pretty amazing, though. I mean, we literally dunking your fucking bladder, water bladder, into a river and just fucking drinking it was crazy cool.
Did you guys fish or no?
I didn't bring my fishing equipment. But if we go back to that hike, I will bring my fly rod. Or I'll bring a spinner. I'll probably bring a spinner because there's no way to go in. But I would definitely bring something next time I go. Absolutely, because there's trout in that water. You can see them rising. Just before the sun went down and when the sun came up.
Dude, just fishing in general is so much fun. Even if you don't go camping.
You can
stick while you fish. That'd be great.
Yeah, you could fish this lake. There's a lot of shit, though. It's hard to get out, you know. But, dude, there's beaver everywhere, too. There's fucking massive beaver everywhere. It was not that beaver. Yeah.
There's pussy but everywhere.
If we went, we'd have to go, like, on a Monday again when nobody's up there.
Right.
And I mean, we're going to put together another crew to go back. The next one we're going to do is, I forget, it's a waterfall. You hike up to this awesome waterfall.
Oh, come on. Let me go. Let me go.
Yeah, but you don't have any hiking equipment.
Yes, I do.
What do you have?
Not a lot.
Do you have
but
a tent?
A little bit.
Do you have a tent? You need
Am
a tent.
I, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of tent do you have?
Don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
What? I don't know what kind of tent it is. I have an old tent.
Yeah, but is it a one person or a two person? It can't be like a 5-person tent. A Coleman, your dad
I'll
took you out.
I'll get a tent. I'll get a tent.
You'll get everything?
Yeah.
That I tell you to get?
Yes.
You want to? Dan Soto's not going.
You know what?
Shut up. Shut up, you bitch. I'll go. I'll get the tent.
Dan will be doing characters in the moonlight.
I'm the bear that tells stories.
Look, coyotes.
Bobby, how funny. How honestly, though?
What?
Me and you at the top of a mountain in the dark. Dude, would probably be
listen,
like, romantic.
It would be. It
I said to both of those guys, I go, the only thing that could have made it funnier is if Verzi was here, the pure panic in his tent. Bobby, dude, fucking answer me, dude. What the fuck was that? Dude, what the fuck? Dude,
oh, that would be
dude,
so
I can't get out of. I'm full. I can't get out of my tent.
Oh my god, that
dude,
would be
you
so
would have lost your mind if you lived through that. And it was that exact sound, Pooba. That's pretty much exactly what we heard.
The howling, yeah.
100 fucking yards away. A football field away, right there, which is not that far.
Right.
When you're dealing with, like, the middle of nowhere. A pack of wild coyotes making that noise. And we didn't know what it was. I mean, we knew it wasn't wolves, but then we were like, is there wolves? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what do coyotes eat? I found out that coyotes don't eat adults. They usually take children or small dogs.
Yeah. Cats a lot. Chickens, yeah.
They take small things. They take little prey that they can handle. But we didn't know that. We're just in a tent. But I was like, if Verzi was here, it would be so funny. Just hearing you fucking, dude, what the fuck, man?
I would have told you we should have had a gun. That's all I would have said.
Or not bring an entire restaurant that attracts them. So.
Well, the next time we go, we're bringing a package of hot dogs, maybe. Oodles and noodles, because soup would have been great. Mm-hmm. Stuff you make with water. Like
cup of noodles and shit like that.
Just that shit. Because you really didn't. Cooking that meal was a pain in the ass. Because I had to cook this fucking I had three sirloins.
Right.
And I had three bags of fucking rice pilaf I had to cook. And I had to bring all that equipment to cook it. It was a fucking nightmare to bring all that shit. So next time, light on the everybody brings their own little food, what you want to eat.
Yeah.
And you carry it. And that's it. And then you cook it in a little, in these Stanley cups and water. That's, you got to bring water, that, tea, simple shit, smoke stoves. And then we're done. So if you want to go, we're putting together Bushcraft Party Boys 2, and we got to kind of go through the people because you got to make sure you fit.
No, here's the thing: you got to have the right people. If you're gonna go in the woods with somebody and because it is a bonding experience, and if something happens, you want to know somebody that you like and trust.
But when I say something though, as soon as we get up there, everybody just started doing the thing that they
knew how to do.
I started setting up the cooking stuff and I started
eating. Ari did the tent.
But I knew how to set up all their tents. Like I knew Joe, I researched their tents.
I know how to start fires.
Yeah, I started the fire.
Me and Joe started the fire. Yeah, but you started the fire right when you get to the top, you're saying.
Right when we got to the bottom of where the lake was. Right there. Me and Joe started the fire. Then I started the fire in the little stove. So I got stuff going.
So what happened? You hike and then come back down?
You hike up the mountain and you come back down to the other side where the lake is.
And that's where you're set up.
That's where we are, in the middle of nowhere. Like, dude, it's a three and a half, four hour hike that way, or go back up the mountain two hours that way.
And you didn't see anybody other than the two guys?
It was two hours. No, dude.
And
nobody.
The one guy with the shoulder.
No, we saw people going up to the Bruins, but staying overnight, which is Echo Lake. If you go to Echo Lake, you're staying. You're not going back up. You know, so those two guys were over in the lean-to. Yeah, we didn't see anybody. And they went to bed at like fucking 8. It was like 9. Right when it got dark out, there was no, they were just in bed. Was sucking each other off. I don't know what the fuck they were doing, but you know, we were up pretty late. But yeah, no, dude. The next one we do, I think we go up to. There's a less traveled hiking trail, but it's up these falls, and you see this beautiful waterfall, and then you go to the top of that, and you make camp up top there, and then we just hang out. But are you supposed to do a sick hike, right? Really, a motherfucker where you're like, get to somewhere. That's what that like. There needs to be, like, in my eyes, what I like hiking, a reward, like the ruins, that old hotel. Mm-hmm. I get to see this. I just hiked all the way the fuck up.
You deserve
this is
it.
What I get.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, we're going to do the second half, which is the lake. And now sitting around smoking bats, having tea with
my
buddies.
Swimming?
No, you can't swim in there. You could, but I would never do that shit. But that's the fuck. It's just yucky, gooey, fucking the beavers. I don't want to fuck with a beaver. Beavers are aggressive.
Yeah.
Dude, when I fly fish in my boat up in New Hampshire where the beavers are, they come right over and just fucking slap right next to your boat and then slap their tail, scare the fucking piss out of you. I almost fell out of my boat. I was like, what the fuck is that? Literally on the lake by myself, I went, what the fuck is that? And you went, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Fucking asshole for miles. Some poor lady in her fucking cottage. What the fuck is that?
Crazy.
But if we do it, very key who you bring.
Yeah.
Because if you bring somebody and they're just sitting there, it's like, fuck that.
Yep.
And if they don't, And if they're being like, look, me, we all kind of snapped at each. You're gonna snap at each other because the hike is a hard hike, and you're gonna. There's all that point where I got mad, and then you know, I told you you'd have one. He's always got a couple hanging in there. Joe kind of got a little pissed, and Ari got mad at me because he was putting his tent together, and he was just it was like an hour, and I was like, dude, what are you what are you doing? Steaks are done. I made a dinner by the time you're putting your tent. And he was like, oh, what a fucking. And he got, then he came over and you kind of apologize. So it's like these little minutes of fuck yous because you're tired or annoyed.
Yeah, man,
shit. And then it all it all goes away. So you have to make sure that you're friends. You can't just go up there with fucking anybody and then they turn into a twat 4 hours out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you're fucking screaming at somebody on a lake.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is lose a friend on this fucking thing.
So, But yeah, so we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna pick up the next thing. We thought of you, but you just literally everybody was like, she's too hot. You don't want to fucking be around a hot chick, middle of nowhere. I could be around you because you're like my little sister. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But if you want to go, I'll tell them. You want to go? Can you?
Maybe.
Listen, the things we say are horrid.
Baby, I'm trash.
Listen,
you know that.
No, you're not this trash. You're liberal vegan trash. The shit we said, our careers would be taken away. Let me tell you something. There was a point where we tested how far we were out. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
So I don't want to deal with you at fucking. I want to go home. I don't want to be near these cock sucking racist fucking pieces of shit. And I gotta walk you up a fucking mountain. Have your father
you
meet
walk
us.
Me up.
Your father meets us with a helicopter at the ruins.
Yeah,
fucking Bon Jovi helicopter. He's playing the organ. Shot through the heart.
I just
get
a hook on me as surprise.
Fuck it, but she does this devil.
You
horns.
Can't camp in a bad name, bad name.
Wow! Fireworks go off. Bon Jovi's in one of the windows of the ruins. Just his silhouette.
Just a silhouette.
I'm a cowboy.
To the helicopter.
I will definitely. I mean, we talked about Verzi. Who's a good. We love Verzi. Be funny, just because if God forbid the you would have been hilarious.
Yeah, what the fuck are we gonna do now? Should have just stayed home. I live in the woods. I hear this shit all the time, but I got a door.
Oh shit!
We didn't. We were trying to think. We could only come up with like four people that could do it. You know what I mean?
I know Yanni wouldn't do it. He already told me.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he doesn't want to fucking crease his sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy, I got my sneakers are fucking creased. This is a fucking Jordan 279s. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he'd do it. Chrissy D might.
Chrissy might?
Yeah, he dresses. I mean, even though it's like really high-end fashion, he dresses in a lot of camo.
He you, might know what's, you know what's... I know it's supposed to be a man thing as far as like... privacy, and that's what I would want. But if there was like four of us or certain characters, filming it somehow would be so hilarious.
Well, we that's the thing.
Do you know what I mean? Like even like a GoPro or just like something funny. But I get it.
You can't,
I get how it compromises
the brotherhood.
It does. Yeah. It definitely does.
Everything
and I agree with
can't
that.
Be
Hollywood version.
Everything can't be. No, I hear you. Look, it's hard
because I get it. There's just it's just a point where I actually pitched a show about like this once where you take like generation of comedians. So you would take like you know.
Dom Herrera. He said Dom Herrera. How are you gonna get him out?
Well, no, Dom Herrera being like the last.
Drop him in off a fucking parachute. Hey guys, I'm down in the parachute, but I think I'm gonna hit the leg. Bada bing, bada boom. Hey, there's an order. What the fuck is this? Get me out of here.
That's pretty good, Dom. But I get that. Yeah, it's like you don't want to tape. You don't want to tape. But it would, some of the things said would be so funny.
Didn't you do a podcast? Up there?
We did a this is what we did. We did a podcast for Joe the night before in my shed. Mm. We did a podcast in the car on the way there, and then we did a podcast on the way back. Mm. So it's going on Skeptic Tank. But on the way back, I forgot to turn Joe's mic on. Oh. So it's just him in the background. But I think Eric, he'll still
hear.
That's
funny.
Yeah, I fucked up. But no,
yeah, that'd be fun little we did a fire podcast.
We did a here's the thing with that. First of all, carrying that shit in is going to be a nightmare. Right. Second of all, we're doing this to get away from all this shit.
Yeah.
We're doing this to be in the middle of fucking nowhere and just talk.
Did you guys have no cell phones, no cell service. Yeah.
There's no nobody was on their phones.
Hell yeah.
Nobody fucking tweeting. Yes. Nobody looked at emails. Nobody was like, "Hey, give me one sec."
Yeah, you were all eating. I can't tweet. I got mayo on my fingers.
So we didn't bring condiments. So. I forgot that in the house. I did. I forgot a bunch of shit.
You planned on bringing condiments.
So yeah, there was none of that. the whole point of it is for comics, for us to go out and just and hang out. But you have to bring people that work together. Like Joe and Ari went and just got wood and came back with a bunch of wood. I kept the fire going. Then me and Joe went and found a bear bag tree. I told him what a bear bag was. I told him what tree I needed. He went and found a fucking tree. And then we all went and I showed him how to hang a bear bag and blah, blah. Then we went back. I mean, we all did shit. And even the next day, I don't have to worry about you and your tent, like Joe and his tent.
Right.
We all put our shit back together and ready to go. Everybody did their own shit. So you want to make sure that you don't want to sit there and go, dude, can you help me? I don't want to. Little bit, yeah. I helped Joe a little bit here and there, you know, but you want everybody to kind of have their own shit. I don't want to bring somebody who's just going to not do work
right.
and then piss you off.
Right.
That asshole. So yeah. We'll see. You know, Mike, you can't go.
No, I'm too poor and I can't do it.
Yeah. But I do have a tent, Verzi, for you if you want to go.
You know, I think I really want to go.
All right. Well, whoever goes, maybe you know, you could buy your tent. Maybe if he goes.
I'll use your tent.
Yeah, he could use. He'd use my separate tent. I'll tell you what tent to get.
Okay.
You can spend a couple hundred on a tent, right?
Yeah.
What about you?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So maybe we'll do that next time. I'll see. It's got to go through the Bushcraft Party Boy Executive Board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And once we make the decision, we'll be adding more people to the next trip.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Probably one more person,
I grew up
maybe
camping,
two.
Dude, I loved it, man.
Yeah.
It was the best.
I mean, you'd have to be able to deal with Shafir's asshole.
Personally, okay, or in what manner?
Here's the thing. I wake up this morning.
And what do you hear?
I'm taking a piss outside my tent because I was not leaving my tent all night. So I'm taking a piss. I'm in my underwear and my shoes, okay, and my shirt. I look over and I you know, Ari gets out of his tent and walks over. And I look over completely naked.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, put your fucking clothes. You know what I mean? Like he just walks out naked and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. Just this fucking big Jewish thick hog. His dick looks exactly like his face. So I'm like, you know, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you to be like, you know, hashtag me too.
If
you see everyone later and you see all their hogs.
Well, we're also going to have fucking manners if she's there. It's not like everyone's going to
go,
hey, Gavin.
No
manners in the woods.
No, listen.
But you're not
going to
walk around with your cock out is what I'm saying.
Hey, buddy, if I want to fucking rest my cock on a rock next to your shoulder while you're having a fucking cigar and have you go, what the fuck, and scream like you saw a coyote.
Right.
Not that I can rest my dick on anything. But if I could... I mean,
pebbles,
dude,
in the woods.
But that's the thing, is we're going out there to fucking, you know, say whatever you want to. It there's nobody's, it's here.
Right.
You know, it's we're not tweeting, there's nothing. It's just us hanging.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. If you can deal with that, then you're good. I don't want Ari not to fucking get naked if that's what he wants to do as a joke. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care to see it, but yeah.
Dude, you think I want... What are you saying? I don't want to fucking see him naked either. He just fucking did it, but it did make me go, what the fucking idiot? What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was like I was sitting there, and it's beautiful. The lake is shimmering. First thing in the morning, we survived the night, and then he's just sitting there naked.
We were in Phoenix doing a festival.
Yeah.
And they had a podcast studio that was like a glass storefront.
Yeah.
And you see all the studio audience there, and you just see everybody, and just Ari's buck naked, just sitting on the podcast, just people on the street walking by the storefront, just looking.
That's great.
He's there naked. I think he pissed on somebody. Yeah, he didn't give a
fuck. There's no, I don't like any of that shit.
No, me neither, buddy.
Yeah, you piss on me, I'll fucking murder you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But,
oh, dude, I would love to your phone call after that.
Yeah, we'll have to vet you and make sure you're
okay.
Right,
you can vet me; it's fine.
We'll vet you, and then if there's a point where you're like, "Ah, maybe not," you know what I mean?
Okay.
But if I'll put your name in, I'll put your name in too.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Well, I took a fucking hot one on this one, but Yeah, this is a tough one.
This is one of the funnest podcasts I've ever been on in my life.
All right, what do we got? What else do we have? Oh, there it is, the fucking coyotes. Beautiful fucking animal, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's not yelling.
What do you mean, ah? Look at that coat.
Very majestic.
Okay, yeah, June 1st, I just want to tell you guys, Westbury Theater, me and Voss, I mean, it's a killer show, and it's a beautiful venue, and we're selling tickets like hotcakes. So get your tickets now. Don't wait. Go to my website, get tickets there. McCurdy's, motherfucker. I'm back at McCurdy's in Sarasota, Florida. Then I'm at Vermont, Burlington, and I'm going camping again after Vermont. Burlington, Vermont on the, I can't, he's scrolling too fast, and you passed it. I'm old, you got to slow down. June 14th to the 16th. I'm doing that gig, and then me and Dawn and the kid are driving back and doing a KOA.
It's KOA.
It's like a family campsite.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Fun.
You pull up into a lot, 36, and they have, you know, I'm fucking going to cook again.
Of course.
So, anyways, Fatback Pussycat. You guys did great, by the way. That was a great show the other night.
Thanks.
Yeah, she hosted, Fat Black Mike featured, and then I went up. Ari was late. It was a great, that was a fun crowd,
it
right?
It was really fun.
Great crowd. Anyways, go to Robert Kelly, RobertKellyLive.com. I'm going to Cap City, Austin for the first time. And then, of course, get your tickets for me hosting the Nasty Show in Montreal. I'm very honored to be asked
That's
to do
dope,
that.
Man.
It's one of my favorite shows. I've done it a million fucking times, but now I'm hosting it.
How much fun did we have in Montreal to going to get dim sum and just Montreal is the fucking best.
I just remember you with the fucking, hey, you want to get some yogurt? No, no.
No. The frozen yogurt. And I go, yeah. And then they didn't have gummy bears.
No, then you walk. No, you want frozen yogurt? He goes, nah, I don't want a frozen yogurt. They have gummy bears. Mini gummy bears. I go, I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Me, you, and Bob Marley went and saw that awful movie, Pacific Rim.
I didn't think it was awful.
It was dark. It was just, remember how dark it was and the cinematography? It was, you know, silly, but. Yeah, I mean, robots fighting in the ocean. What are you going to do?
Creeps with Kids, I just booked it again, August 14th. Ron Bennington, this is at Village Underground. You've done that before, right?
Aren't I doing it? I'm on that one.
You're on that one. Yeah, you are on that, Christy. It's one of my favorite shows that I produce. Ron Bennington and Gail host it. Hopefully if Gail's there because she's pregnant. And then we have the... I just tooted. I must be nervous.
Nice.
We got a great lineup. Verzi's on it. Christy's on it. I think, who else is on it?
Big J.
Big J's on it. It's great. It's going to be a killer show. Creeps with Kids. It's a show about parenting. We all do stand-up, and then we do a panel at the end about how we parent as fucking crazy comics. So check that out. What do you got, Ian?
I am going to be at Vermont Comedy Club this Friday, Saturday, opening for Nikki Glaser.
Right.
So you're
fucking with her now.
Yeah, I mean, she's been really kind to me.
That's great, man.
She's going to take me out a lot. Yeah,
that's good, man. Good for her. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's so fun doing the show, man. Really fun.
That's awesome. Good for you, man.
I'll do like a pre-tape once a week, and then I'm in there live every Thursday, too. So
how many days is she there?
She's there Monday to Thursday.
Monday to Thursday? She goes...
Sometimes we'll do a pre-tape. That's like every other week. But then I'm there every Thursday on the show.
Oh, cool.
And then I'll sneak in and do Bennington afterwards too, which is like great.
I love Bennington.
Oh, it's the best, man.
God, do I love doing his show.
He's the king.
The Live from the Shed episode is out now.
Yeah, that. Can I tell you right now too?
That's
FYI,
right.
Edited by Gabby herself.
Look,
she edited my fucking show, Live from the Shed, patreon.com/RobertKelly. The great Ron Bennington. Scroll down to the show. It is Live from the Shed right there. Ron Bennington edited.
Dude,
Jim Serpico edits it usually. And then Gabby stepped up and she's like, can you do it? And she fucking did it and killed it.
Thanks.
It's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Bennington's the best. You two together, man, that must have been amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, that's so. I mean, those two together. I mean, I'm not going to watch it, but I'm kidding. I will watch it. I will watch it because those are two of my favorites.
Yeah, Bennington's great. Yeah, he's been really kind. You, Bennington, and Nikki have been so kind to me, man. It's just, I.
Well, Well, you're a nice guy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, it's,
are you
it's
gonna
fucking
cry?
Cool, man.
I am.
Yeah. Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not going to cry.
Ian, cry.
Little All right, listen. I just want to say, Paul, it was really nice being here next to you.
There's another act out.
hey, also, I just want to say, I'm going to have Week at the Creek, June 19th to the 22nd, cool. Creek in the Cave. Long Island City. I'm going to do an
support
outreach
that club too, man.
Yeah, yeah.
If you live in Queens, Long Island, go to that club. Support the shows.
Yep.
Go to his Week at the Creek. Have I mean that club? If it wasn't for that club, Dan Soda, Joe, so many guys, Mark Norman, you wouldn't. They wouldn't fucking be doing comedy. That's where they went to fucking do shit.
Yep.
I mean, Legion of Skanks.
Yeah. Every
because
week.
Of fucking that club.
Yeah.
Gave him a home.
That place is the best place to
Rebecca's
go and
the shit.
Fail and get better and so, bomb and keep getting better.
Exactly. It's go get a burrito meal. And fucking go watch
yeah,
his Week at the Creek.
Yep. Thank you.
What do you got?
I don't. Can you pull it? I don't mean to be. I just added stuff.
Oh, I got a podcast.
What do you
got a brand
talent?
New website. Ian Fine.
What? Yeah, I got a brand world. New. About a new brand new website.
You got it. In.
Okay. There it goes. Thank you.
Yeah. No. Those are just. Oh, the benefit. Yeah, unfortunately, the benefit for my brother-in-law is they. We have to change it. We have to scrap it. So it was supposed to be June 10th. I don't even want to get into it on a podcast.
Why?
Just shit happened. So
what does that mean?
It shit just went bad with the venue, and I pulled it. I pulled it. So you
pulled it.
What? Yeah,
I pulled it from the venue.
I pulled it from the venue.
Did they give you a hard time?
No, they didn't give me a hard time. But we're supposed to do it June 10th, and it just didn't get up there properly. It wasn't promoted properly, and I'm not doing that to my brother-in-law's cause, rest his soul. So we're gonna
Jesus,
get another.
That
venue.
Hurts my heart.
Yeah, no.
Did you say that line to them?
What? No. I just emailed. It was just an email, and
you
I
didn't
was
say,
like, no,
I don't want to do this to my brother's cause. God rest his soul.
No, I didn't.
Should have used
them.
That.
I didn't talk to them. I just.
Well, you should have said that in the email.
They know. Oh,
yeah,
they know.
But they should. Oh, really?
Yeah, they know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, they know. Okay. But we're going to change that, and I'm going to do it. And
same venue?
No.
Oh!
No. So
we're
normally,
falling out.
So I'm not going to say it's a falling out, but it's just I'm walking from it this year.
So it's just, wow.
Yeah, we've done it there 3 years in a row. It's been amazing.
Oh, shit. All right.
And we're going to, so that's going to be changed. But yeah, I just have, right now, I'm back from the road. Everything's local. Oh, I'm doing that June 11th, that thing in Pleasantville with you and Bennington. Is Bennington on it?
I forgot.
Yeah,
do we plug that?
It wasn't on your thing.
Is it on mine?
No.
Shit, I'm supposed to put that, yeah.
Wait, okay, but that's a thing, right?
That's a thing, man. Yeah, when is that? Plug it.
June 11th at Pleasantville. And I think the lineup was like me, you, Nathan McIntosh, Artie Lang.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, me, you, Nathan McIntosh, Artie Lang, a couple of other people doing that.
I'm going on in the middle. I'm not fucking waiting all night for that shit.
What?
I'm going on. This is what happens with benefits. This is what they fucking do.
Yeah.
It's like you get two guys to do an hour.
Yeah.
And call it a fucking night.
Yeah.
But with the benefit, they want to load it up 19 fucking. One guy says, and then all of this guy, I'll do it. I'll do. All of a sudden, you have fucking 12 guys on a benefit show.
Yeah.
And they always want me to go at the end. Well, you got to go on the end because you've been doing it for so. You're the. No.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for fucking maybe Artie shows up or not.
Right.
You understand? And then I'm not fucking doing that.
Yeah.
Fucking nine guys. Three guys. Two guys. Three guys at max.
Yeah.
Just fucking. God damn it. You know?
And
then God forbid, someone goes over 5 minutes. Everybody goes over. Now you're waiting an hour. Crowd, look, nobody wants to see comedy for 2 hours.
You're acting like it's already a disaster. We're going to be in a theater. Like, we don't know yet.
All right, you're right.
I mean, we didn't even show up there.
I got anxiety issues.
This guy's ready to yell at somebody. It could be a nice setup.
I'm just saying, you're closing. you got a new website?
I got other for other dates and stuff's actually being added now. Check out the new website, paulverzi.com. Also, please check out TVE, The Verzi Effect Podcast. I want to thank you again. And Riot Cast and Zach for letting me do the last TVE we did was me and Jerry Ferrara, and we had a great.
What's
we had
TVE?
The Verzi Effect, I said.
That's you're doing the TVE?
No.
Very similar to the YKWD.
Well, first of all, I've been doing my podcast for 8 years.
Bobby's the only one who's ever allowed to have acronyms.
Let me just say something.
Okay.
First of all, I call it the Verzi effect, but people shorten it with TVE.
I'm just saying, I've been doing
You're
this.
The only one with initials?
Can I got a podcast, Ian Fine, it says Wild World IFWW.
He's been trying to get that up for a fucking half hour.
So I just interviewed Scott Crawford from Salad Days documentary. Check it out. It's really great.
That was
available on iTunes.
That was nice of you to let us.
It's such a fucking new, the new version, the new comics that are out there. Fuck you, old shit dicks. Hey, guys, I'm going to promote my shit right now while you two old fucking douchebags fight it out.
Yeah.
Oh, this Thursday.
Right, thanks, Paul. Thanks for leaving me out there on that one. Couldn't get a fucking half a chuckle out of you.
I
just took a fucking hot one in the face by both
hours.
Of you cocksuckers.
No. 2 hours. You didn't take a hot one. You were with us. It was hilarious.
We were laughing with you.
All right, what else you got?
No, check out the Verzi Effect podcast. I had a great one with Jerry Ferrara, and this was awesome. We loved using this studio, and thanks, Zach, too. That was great. Yeah, and that's it.
And Comedy Cellar Vegas.
Yeah.
Ooh, Comedy Cellar Vegas. That's in. That's going to be in August with Bobby,
me, you, Keith, and Voss.
Yeah, that's going to be
crazy.
Yeah, book your tickets now, motherfuckers.
That's going to be a sick weekend.
Stay at the Rio. You'll see us bopping around.
Voss is going to have me up at some fucking godly hour to play golf.
Yeah, because you can't play golf in August out in the sun.
Yeah, he said it's like 115 degrees.
Yeah, you got to play early.
So I'm going to end up smoking sticks with you late and then waking up early doing that. But we'll have a good time with that. Like, and I got more and I got more dates coming up on that. And please subscribe to my Patreon. My Patreon, I'm throw extras on there. I just put a 2-hour Patreon that me and Bobby did, which was talking about his it was like pre-camping.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun smoking.
We did a
stick.
Whole scenario that almost happened.
That was weird. Yeah, you guys check that out. We talked about something that was a hypothetical, and then he gave a review. It was actually bizarre. I said, well, what happens if this happens or that happens? And then we read a review of something that actually happened. So it was weird. Check that out. That's on both of ours. That's a duel, right? That's a duel.
It's a duel. It's going up on one-on-one this week on mine,
okay.
On my Patreon. It goes up on my one-on-one for my Patreon people only.
Yes. So, yeah. And like I said, for more dates, check that out. Check out the podcast. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You're the fucking best. I want to read the review. I sent it to Verzi. Okay. You ready? This is the fucking review that somebody wrote about this thing that we just went on. Wasn't it a pretty weird review? Ari? I mean,
Verzi?
I was literally looking at Ari's face on my phone. Verzi. Sorry, Verz.
Yeah. He's not naked.
I don't have the review, you cocksucker.
GameFinance.com.
Don't be a douchebag. Can you keep your shit together?
I know. I was trying
just
to
be a fucking man.
I was
on my
to be
show,
a stinker.
Just be a man. Don't be a little girl.
I wasn't being a little
That's
girl.
A little girl move. Hey,
I tried to do it as a bit.
Yeah, don't do bits.
You're right.
We don't do bits on the YKWD.
Well, I don't know what happened. I
don't know. I'm just fucking busting his balls, but you're not helping me, so now it just looks like I'm being mean to the little guy.
Oh, no, you know what's funny? I got quiet because you did it so serious, and I go, did something happen? Did I miss something?
You're a good actor.
I'm a real good actor.
You are a good actor.
What the fuck do you mean by that?
You know, you're just good.
What the fuck do you mean by that?
The way you commit.
Well, I don't understand what the fuck you're saying, though. How?
You're good at stories. You just
what fucking story am I fucking? I wasn't telling a fucking story. I was trying to close the show.
Bobby,
you step in with the fucking.
He goes, Bobby. You motherfucker! You almost had him. You almost had him.
What do you got, Mike?
All right, this weekend I'll be at the comic strip in El Paso, Texas, with Nick Guerra.
Someone said, are you crying? And I just realized your eyes always look teary.
Yeah, they're glistening. They're always glistening.
You have shiny eyes.
Like a donut. Laugh Out Loud San Antonio. I'll be there with Liz Meal for 2 days at six on the Wednesday, Thursday, first 6566. And they're having us back at this convention called ACON in Fort Worth to do Nerdcore Comedy next month. And
cool.
Then, I'll be at improv. What?
You just always look like you're fighting a disease when you try to talk.
I am. That's why. I have severe asthma. I'm always fighting.
Oh,
it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Why do you think I have this inhaler?
Because
you're
a nerd.
Why do you think he coughs all the time?
Yeah,
you guys have been making fun of this guy. He's gasping for air, and you're talking about his eyes tearing and how he
Move
sounds.
Move to fucking Arizona. Why is that my fault?
I'm just explaining.
It is what it is. Arizona.
Then later in the summer, I'll be featuring for Jared Feed at the Improv, and then headlining there the last week of August.
Good for you, man. All right, what do you got, Gabs?
If you're listening live, I have my monthly show tomorrow at the Waste Station.
Oh,
Ian did it.
That was
Ian
fun.
Did it. And then next month, it's May 27th, and what are you laughing at? And I also have a new podcast with Katie Hannigan called Apodcalypse. Listen to it. It's really fun.
Well, it's just the two difference between the plugs. When Mike does it, I have a concerned look when he's plugging his stuff and my eyebrows do this. When Gabby does it, I'm just like lit up like, oh, this is great. Gabby's like, I've got a new show happening and with Katie, and it's amazing. And my own show, again, is still going on. Mike's like, I'm going to die. Yeah. Before I die, breathe. I'm opening for Jared Free.
I'm opening for Jared Free.
Well, that's what happens when you have a trust fund and no money. So.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Okay.
Where the fuck
oh
was...
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow.
First of all, even if she had a trust fund, doesn't mean that she has it now. So, I mean, someone has... I mean... What does that mean?
Also, I don't.
You don't have a trust fund?
No.
Oh. Sucks.
So they just give you the money now?
Father?
I mean,
geez.
Listen, oh my God.
Dude, what are you doing?
Mike is hating on me a lot lately. Shit. And you know what? I answer all the emails and.
No, you don't. You missed a couple. So.
What
oh,
the fuck
wow.
are you waiting for?
Oh, he's wait. He wants
Holy
round two roast
shit.
Battle. he's like Rocky in Rocky IV running up mountains. He's waiting for this shit. He wants.
All right, listen,
round two.
Michael.
Woo, baby.
Cut my eyes. I can do it.
Open my. Cut my inhaler. Let me breathe it straight from the gas tube.
Cut my inhaler.
Let me snort the gas. What's going on, dude?
What did I do to you, Mike?
Nothing.
What did I do to you?
Bobby, little stick.
Look at you trying to fucking...
Versus like, I'm
dude,
done.
My whole team's falling apart.
Yeah.
You're kidding,
like,
right?
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't know what's the big deal.
Kidding, yeah,
trust
right.
fund, look at you're going to have to take the trust fund joke every once in a while. Just because, I mean, you do have something coming your way later in life. Let's be honest. Let me tell you something right
your dad's
now.
Bon
if you went and blew dudes and did heroin for the next 10 years and then got your shit together, you'll still have some money somewhere, right? Thank you. If Mike, the only way he's going to have the money you have right now as a 22-year-old on your own that you make.
Donate organs.
Just to marry your brother is the only way I could do that.
Jesus Christ. How are you funny
Holy
now?
Shit.
Why didn't you say this shit on the fucking, the roast? What the fuck? Listen.
He's too busy growing
did
his
you
nails.
Write a roast over the weekend to try out on my show?
Oh, this is me not writing jokes. This is just me being funny. So.
Well, first of all.
It's too much.
It's too much. Gabby's a sweet girl.
She's great. She's a great producer. She's a great partner.
She's a great producer.
She killed
great
at the roast battle.
Having money.
I think the next time they should have the tournament, she should be in there. She'll probably win.
This is the weirdest ending to any show, Mike. If you ever do this to me again,
I love you in the show. Great show, the ending, like two minutes ago. The ending just lags. It's just, I mean, we had a nice out, Bobby. The
what do you want
to
do? He's fucking throwing grenades at Gabby's face.
You know what happened?
My God, this kitten has claws.
Now he's doing sings.
I love how Ian just, you can't say something without the extra.
I know.
Yeah, he could.
Hey, I'm Italian. I got AIDS.
Look, he's doing it again.
That's
I'm Italian and gay.
Hey. Verzi, that's the half fruit side.
Wait, you're not gay, though. You're not gay. You're bisexual? What are you?
Yeah, I'm not gay.
Yeah, the half.
He's bisexual.
Fucking bi.
Half.
So every election cycle, I like Huff and Dong. You know, what can you do?
I'm going to throw up. You can't go.
That was one of my.
I didn't say while camping.
Well, yeah, but dude, that's the best place to huff a dog, is how you say it.
Yeah, you hear a little. Hear a little.
Plus, I wanted to bring hot dogs next time, and now I can't bring them because I'm thinking about him huffing dogs.
Ow. You come out to take a leak, you just see.
In the
whole
moonlight.
Fucking four of them. I want to thank. We didn't even announce the people on the couch. Mike, can you please announce these people?
I'm Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Jeffrey.
Carla,
you guys have a good time? Oh, yeah. All right, thank you for coming. Well, you guys, you're from Minnesota, right? Yeah. And you're just here visiting? Mm-hmm. All right, well, anybody, you guys, thanks for coming in. I'm glad you
came. You guys are awesome, by the way.
This is a great one.
Thank you guys so much. Have you been to comedy shows?
No, we've just been up at Anthony's all night yesterday.
Right.
Anthony's today. We went up to Bonfire before we came here.
Right, oh, Jesus, you guys are killing it.
Yeah. No, we're,
and when do you leave?
Saturday, so we're milking this for everything we can get.
So you guys got to do some stand-up shows.
Yeah, we'd like to, hopefully some point this weekend or even tonight. But the whole goal of the trip was just to run a week of just straight comedy shit.
Wow, this is crazy. I mean,
awesome.
Dude, how crazy.
That's
you
can diehard
come,
shit.
You can, come to New York, awesome. You can come to New York now and just do podcasts.
You got to listen to mine now, because, I mean, let's be honest, I killed.
Okay.
So, I better fucking get a fan of this.
What the fuck,
I'm
what
holy
the fuck
shit,
Verzi. Why would you do that to me?
What?
Who are you?
What do you mean you?
You gave me the opportunity.
This whole show's falling apart.
This guy
always gives me time to shine. This guy's the best.
Dude, listen.
By the way, I would not be in a comedy cellar if it wasn't for Bobby.
Stop
Bobby
it. That's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
Listen, First of all, everybody who gets in needs somebody to, you know, it's like a fraternity.
It's not
and
true.
Everybody who get needs somebody, and you have said enough nice things, and that's why I'm there. So I thank you for it.
But
you're a
people,
gentleman, and I'll never forget it.
Everybody, a lot of people
I'll never
say,
forget.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'll give you the last word.
Okay. No, it's all right.
Say one more thing.
I shouldn't, but I should. this guy is a father. Like, I have never.
All right. You guys are the best fans in the world. Make sure you go to my Patreon. Sign up. I love you guys. The best fans in the world. We'll see you next week. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.